Been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Presented by Avatron Restoration Products, the Angie app, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects around your house, whether it's decor, remodeling, or repair. We would love to answer those questions and help you get moving on whatever it takes to create your best ever home. Today is episode 2096.
Wow.
I know, right? Crazy. The numbers just keep getting bigger. And we are so pleased and proud to have been able to help you with these questions for so many years. So don't sit by. Pick up the phone. It's a participation sport. You got to call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, did you know that one dandelion can make up to 15,000 weed seeds? And guess what happens to all those weed seeds? They end up in your lawn. So if you want to win the battle against these little green invaders, we're going to share tips today on how to tackle stopping weeds for the entire season.
And if you've ever remodeled a bathroom, one of the most difficult areas to get right is the shower. We're going to share a kit that takes all of the guesswork out of that project.
And apartment living has its advantages, but a yard of your own, well, it's typically not one of them. But that is no reason to give up on the idea of having your own garden. We're going to show you how you can create your own bountiful garden using the space that you have.
And we may even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects as well, because today we have a Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit to give away, and it's worth $154. Hart tools are so well made, they're versatile, and you can find them exclusively at Walmart.
So to qualify, you got to call us with your home improvement question. That Hart 20-volt hybrid string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us, write us, post your questions. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, let's say hi to Katie in Massachusetts, who has a whole house dehumidifier question. What's going on?
I purchased a wave ventilation system. It was advertised on one of the radio stations that I listen to. Companies based in Canada, I checked them out, Better Business Bureau, they're all fine. But my electrician had a question for me that he's really not sure that I should keep it because you hook it up in the basement away from the
heating system.
The heating system, thank you. And then you open up a vent, you know, to the top of the house, which we have. We did that up the basement stairs into the mud room. So there's a vent there that will feed this system, but there's no return. And my electrician said, gosh, if you don't have a vent from the outside feeding in the air to circulate, he just doesn't see how the whole system will really work efficiently if there's not something feeding this flow.
I think you've got a great electrician there and a guy who really understands building science, because I got to tell you, I hear the advertisements for these systems all the time and they leave me scratching my head, because you know, what they claim to do is to, you know, dehumidify your basement. And the way they do that is they simply take the basement air and they pump it upstairs.
Yeah, but then what do you do with all that moist air in the rest of the house?
Well, upstairs, you don't notice it as much because it doesn't collect and sit and the temperatures are warmer, so it gets absorbed into the air. And, of course, that means that the basement is going to be less humid because that moisture is being pumped upstairs. But if you pump too much airflow upstairs, you're going to depressurize the basement. And the reason it has to be that far away from the furnace is because if you depressurize the basement, guess what's going to happen to all of the fumes that are generated by your heating system? The draft's going to reverse, and you'll start filling your house with that combustion gas, like including carbon monoxide. Now, in a typical ventilation system, like let's say you have a really high efficiency house, like my cousin's building a house right now that's an Energy Star rated house. He's using foam insulation, it's going to be a really tight house. And I was explaining to him the other day that because it's so tight, you might need to bring in fresh air to this house. And typically, the average house, we don't worry about bringing in fresh air because our homes are naturally drafty. But when you build a tight house, you have to bring in fresh air to exhaust stale air. And the way they do that is basically by pulling in cold air from the outside and exhausting it with stale air from the inside. But they trap the heat, so you're not exactly just filling your house up with cold air. You're able to sort of transfer it. There's a mechanical way to do that. These ventilation systems that you're describing are only one half of that. They're basically just sucking the moisture out of the basement and pumping it upstairs. So to me, it just seems like somewhat of a pointless exercise that potentially could go horribly wrong if the basement was depressurized. Have you noticed that the basement is less humid as a result of running this thing?
We actually haven't even put it in yet because we're a month away from moving in, but I purchased it. But on this wave ventilation system, the system itself is, it's ducted to the outside. So what it does is it sucks air in from the bottom from, obviously the basement, but it draws from the top half of the house and it expels it. So, but I don't know how it's replaced. It just doesn't make any sense. And that's what our electrician said. So the air that is circulated through the system is not pumped back upstairs. It's actually expelled through the house, but what replaces it?
Well, and also the other issue here is if you're going to take all the moisture, all the air from inside the house and pump it outside, then you're going to depressurize. And again, you may drive up the heating costs as a result or the cooling costs as a result. Listen, I honestly don't think they're necessary.
Okay.
I wouldn't ever put one in my house. And if you can cancel the contract, I'd recommend you do that.
Really? Okay. So what do we do to keep the basement dry?
All right, so let's talk about that. So there's a bunch of things that you can do. Keeping your basement as dry as possible starts at the foundation perimeter outside your house. You want to make sure that the soil slopes away from the wall. You want it to have it drop about 6 inches over 4 feet, well tamped down, and then covered with stone or mulch or grass. But you always want to have that sort of slight slope away from the foundation perimeter. In addition to that, you also want to make sure that the gutters are clean and free-flowing and that the downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet away from the house. That can help move the water away from that critical area of the foundation perimeter and stop it from building up in the soil right against the foundation walls where it will get into the house. Those two things alone will make a huge difference in how much moisture gets down there. Now, is the basement finishable?
Yes. And it's beautiful. It's all rock. It's, the original owner who was previous to us built this home, and it's a fortress.
Okay. So if you were to ultimately finish the basement and heat it, that is also going to dry it out, too, because warm air is going to absorb any moisture that's in the air. The other thing that you can do is you could paint the interior walls with a damp-proofing paint that stops just the normal soil moisture from evaporating into the house itself. And if it does ever get damp, I would put a dehumidifier down there before I put one of these big ventilation systems. I just make sure that I drained it outside. And you can do that through something called a condensate pump.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What's your dilemma, guys? What are you DIYing at home and you're kind of stuck on? Well, we would love to help, so give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, we all love a lush green garden, but sometimes what green? Well, it's not exactly grass, nor is it very lush. We're going to share tips to stop weeds from destroying your lawn after this. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 15% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. We're all spending more time in our backyards. Use Rumblestone from Pavestone and create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's abatron.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you're ready to get outside and take on yard and garden work, we are ready to help with a fantastic giveaway from our friends at Hart Tools. We've got the Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit. Now, this is perfect for small and medium yards, and it includes the hybrid 12-inch string trimmer and edger, the blower sweeper, and two 2-amp-hour 20-volt batteries, and a fast charger.
Now, the 12-inch string trimmer easily converts to an edger with a rotating shaft, and the blower sweeper is lightweight and comfortable to use, but it generates crazy powerful air speeds up to 170 miles per hour, and the kit works with any Hart 20-volt battery or extension cord. Now, they're exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart 20-volt string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is worth $154, but we're going to give it away to one listener drawn at random. Maybe that'll be you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Stephen in Texas needs some help with a cabinet project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so my wife has challenges with chemicals like formaldehydes and glues and paints that they put in kitchen cabinets, the new ones. And I was wondering if you had any idea, like, what a person could use that you could get away from them type of chemicals in cabinets.
So you're looking for a cabinet manufacturer that is sort of formaldehyde-free and VOC-free, is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be right, yes.
Steve, that's an interesting question because when it comes to kitchen cabinets, so many of the products that go into kitchen cabinets have the potential to have VOCs or volatile organic compounds in them because you could start with the boards that are used to build the cabinets, if they're a press board or a composite board of some sort that may have formaldehyde in it, for example, then you have the finishes and on and on and on. I think what you want to do is you want to look for kitchen cabinetry that is built to meet the new CARB 2 standard, that's C-A-R-B 2 standard. That stands for the California Air Resources Board, and that's a standard that measures the level of those types of toxins in cabinetry. And so if you search for kitchen cabinets that meet that standard, I think that's a good place to start.
Would you have any idea, like, maybe some metal cabinets, you know, like, that would look nice in a kitchen, like, would you have any ideas on something like that?
Well, you'd still have finishes on metal cabinets that would have some of the same issues.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen metal cabinets in a kitchen in forever. The Gladiator folks at Whirlpool are doing a really good job these days with metal cabinetry for laundry rooms and utility areas and spaces like that. But I don't know if that cabinet line is going to extend to the point where you'd have enough flexibility to do it in a kitchen.
Well, I can share with you a vendor of a, you know, no formaldehyde added cabinetry. They're actually beautiful handmade wooden cabinets. I'm not sure of their price point, but I am familiar with the fact that they are not adding any chemicals to it, and they are very responsible in how they utilize the wood and the products that they use to make their cabinets. It's a company out of Portland, and their name is Neil Kelly, and it's N-E-I-L-K-E-L-L-Y. And then there was a metal cabinet manufacturer that I was familiar with a while ago. It's Philip Metal, and it's F-I-L-L-I-P. It's sort of this, you know, new revival of some interesting repurposed materials, and, you know, you might want to check them out as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Yeah, that's right. And especially when you consider that just one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds. I mean, it's a wonder any of us win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we've got a few tips on how to keep those weeds away from your beautiful lawns.
Yeah, first of all, the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick, vigorous lawn. Now, dense grass is going to crowd out those weeds and then block the sunlight that their seeds need to germinate. However, that's not always so easy to do. Now, lawn weeds fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants called sedges, and broadleaf plants. To get rid of them, you've got to identify the type of weed and then target that specific type.
That's right. So the best solution is not a single solution. No single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against everything. So how you attack those weeds in your lawn really depends on which one of those you have.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking for some options that are not pesticide-based, a weed barrier really is a better solution. And another option is to get a covering on the ground that will compete with the weeds. Now, thick grass is going to crowd out those weeds and block their sunlight, so you got to get that to achieve that as well.
And finally, remember the timing. That's pretty important. So if you're going to spray for weeds, you do that in June, July. And if you want to rototill and install a new lawn, that is August to September. Best time to get that done so that those roots have time to grow deep before the following summer's heat sets in.
Sandy in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was calling to ask about building a garage. My husband and I just bought a home. It's a two-story colonial, but there's no garage. And we're trying to decide detached, with or without a breezeway. We know we want it to be oversized, but we're trying to decide which would be the most efficient and convenient choice to go with.
So it's as much an architectural question as it is a structural question, because you're trying to figure out what's going to fit best with the property. So that involves looking at the house itself in terms of its design, and also looking at the neighborhood to determine, you know, what's going to fit in well, because it's okay to have the nicest house on the block, but it's not okay if it's that much nicer that the rest of the neighborhood pulls it down in value. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think the rest of the homes are very, very similar, except they have garages.
Okay. Well, then that's a good model for you to follow.
Okay.
Now, if you have the breezeway, then obviously you're going to have more functional space. So I'm not quite sure what we can do to help you with this question, because it's really a design that you have to kind of agree on with your husband, and then set apart building it. When it does get built, it obviously has to be built by a pro in accordance with all of the local regulations, which are going to probably require that you have a set of architectural plans.
Okay.
So you may just want to start with that, because an architects can help you look at the options very easily with the computer programming they use today, and give you a chance to look at it from several different angles, both outside and inside, in terms of available storage space and in different configurations.
Okay. Also, we need to replace the roof on the home. So I was thinking, you know, making it an attached or with a breezeway kind of makes it a little bit more efficient as we replace the roof on the home. We'd be putting the roof on the garage as well.
Okay. Well, it would make sense for you to do the entire roof and have that folded into the same project. And then you could, in fact, fold it into the same financing, too, if you're financing the project. So, yeah, I'm all for planning those projects to be done together, because when the roofing team is on site, that will be the most cost-effective way to get it all done.
Okay.
And to have it match.
Okay.
You know, we did our roof in the last year, and we did everything but the garage, and the garage really didn't need it. But seeing that brand-new, beautiful roof on the house, I just decided that I would ignore the fact that I had a few years of life left in my garage roof, and we did that as well, which is why we always say that the three most expensive words in home improvement are might as well.
Right, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if you've ever remodeled a bathroom, one of the most difficult areas to get just right, well, it's the shower. We're going to share a kit, though, that takes all the guesswork out of that part of the project next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. And guys, we know owning a home is a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear, which gets a little worse when it's time to take on a repair or improvement. But we are here to help. So call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're going to chat with some of our Canadian friends. We've got Ronald on the line from Ontario who's got a question about a ceiling fan. How can we help you?
I want to replace a light fixture with a combination ceiling fan light fixture, but I'm concerned about supporting its weight. I can't go into the attic and construct a support because there's no access. I bought a device called a safety brace for ceiling fans at Rona that is underwriter's laboratory tested, but I'm afraid it might not be trustworthy. You install it by removing the existing junction box and putting the brace through the hole into the attic and expanding it outwards by means of a threaded shaft. Would you trust this setup?
Yeah, I definitely would, because it's going to be just as secure as if you could nail or screw that thing in. As long as you can get from side to side, if you can get to the ceiling joists on opposite sides, and you expand it like it's supposed to, it digs in securely to both ceiling joists and gives you just as much support as you might have if you were able to access that attic and tie those in directly. It's actually a pretty ingenious device, so I think I definitely would trust it.
Well, I guess I'll go forward with it then, but it's just got the three claws on each end, three nails or spikes on each end, but it's been tested.
Right, and once you expand it into those joists, I mean, it's like a bar. You go up in the hole, Leslie, and then you unscrew it, and as you do that, it expands and presses deeply into those ceiling joists. And as long as you do that and you get a good secure fit, I think you'll be good to go. It's been around for quite a while.
I mean, that's really what's holding it up there, and that's the job.
Okay, well, thank you for that advice.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're a pro or a serious DIYer that remodels bathrooms, you know that one of the most difficult areas to get right is the shower. It's a small space. It's got a lot of intersections between the walls, the floors, the shower pan, the plumbing, and they all have to be assembled just right if you want a leak-free job, which, you know, we're all working towards.
Now, Schluter has a solution that makes this process much simpler, and it assures you a leak-free result. It's called the Schluter Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I, the Schluter Kerdi Shower Kit. Now, first off, the Kerdi Shower Kit completely takes the guesswork out of shopping. As long as you know the dimensions of your shower, choosing the right kit is very easy. And from there, the kit totally simplifies the process and includes everything you need to create a completely waterproof shower area that is ready for tile, including a preformed shower tray for the floor, along with a shower curb, waterproof membrane for the walls, and a drain assembly. In fact, the only thing that you need to buy separately is a drain grate, because there are just so many to choose from.
Now, this kit's designed for professional installers or for an advanced do-it-yourselfer, and it really does the legwork for you. To learn more about the Schluter Kerdi Shower Kit, you want to go to Schluter.com or call 800-472-4588.
That's Schluter.com, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com.
Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far so good. And our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it, and the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay, and he said just don't mess with it, and it'd be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer poles, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob. And where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it. And that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective. But even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. Very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits. But when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was always wondering, and my husband says I think it's fine, and I'm a little nervous.
I think your instincts are correct here, and I think you should take it out. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, are you ready to take on a new decor project but don't know where to start? You can start right here by calling 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair. Coming up, apartment living has its advantages, but a yard of your own is not typically one of them. But that's no reason to give up on the idea of your very own garden. We're going to share some tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have next.
You live in a money pit.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Join us on the Money Pit Podcast when you follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're ready to get outside and take on yard and garden work, we are ready to help you with a great giveaway from Hart Tools. We've got the Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit. Now, this really is perfect for a small to a medium yard, and it's going to include the hybrid 12-inch string trimmer edger, the hybrid blower sweeper, and two 20-volt batteries with a super fast charger.
Now, I like how they've built sort of two tools into one here, because the string trimmer converts to the edger with a rotating shaft, and then that blower sweeper is super lightweight, very comfortable, and generates 170-mile-per-hour breeze, which does a really good job cleaning up all of your leaves and grass clippings and other debris. And the kit does work also with all the 20-volt batteries from Hart or the extension cord, and it's available exclusively at Walmart, where they offer a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can pretty much easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
The Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is worth $154, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Dennis in Alaska is on the line and is having an issue with condensation. How can we help you?
I have a 8-foot by 8-foot by 40-foot steel Connex box that I want to insulate and turn into a gym. The problem I'm having is as the weather changes, I get condensation inside. And it drips, so I'm not really sure how to go about insulating this thing, whether I should insulate on the outside, put another outer wall, or insulate on the inside, drill some kind of breathing holes. Or
the type of insulation applications you're talking about are ones that require ventilation. There's another type of insulation application that doesn't require ventilation, and that's spray foam. And considering how large this space is, I think spray foam is an excellent application. It's done in very, very severe climates, just as severe as where you live. And it can be sprayed on the outside or it can be sprayed on the inside. And it's a non-vented application, so you don't have to worry about any additional ventilation. Once this is applied, those walls will be thoroughly insulated, and the nice thing about spray foam is it also seals out drafts, unlike fiberglass insulation. And I think if you consider the modifications you'd have to do to use any kind of a bat insulation here and manage that moisture, spray foam would be an effective and affordable solution.
Okay, excellent. Sounds a lot easier than what I had in mind.
Yeah, yeah. Take a look at isonene.com, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E.com, and I would speak with an isonene dealer near you. I used isonene in my own home, and I'm very, very thrilled with the result.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, if you live in an apartment or a townhouse and you would still like to enjoy a garden this summer, a little planning and an assortment of containers of different sizes and depths are really all you need to set up your apartment garden plot on your balcony or your porch. Now, first of all, let's talk about containers. Now, the larger the container, the more crops that you can grow, but you're also going to need varying depths as well. For example, some crops like chives, basil, radishes, even lettuce, they're going to do fine in a fairly shallow container that's about, 4 to 5 inches of soil. Other crops like an onion or a mint, peas, garlic, even bush beans, those need at least 6 inches of soil depth to survive.
And speaking of soil, it's best to stick with soil that's meant for outdoor containers. Now, most home and garden centers are going to sell soil designed for raised beds, which is essentially kind of what you have. And I like the soil because it's fertilized, it's rich in nutrients, and it's going to give your garden a really quick start. And as for sun, most plants need about 6 hours of sunlight a day to thrive. So if your urban gardening space doesn't get that much sun, you're going to either have to stick with varieties that can do with less or consider putting the containers on sort of casters so you can move them around to sort of follow the sun as it moves throughout the day.
Yeah, and finally, don't forget to plan for a good watering can or even a drip irrigation system. There are some really helpful small and automatic drip irrigation systems that are available. You can find them on sites like Amazon, and they're designed specifically for container gardens.
Yep, and just like those bigger gardens, creating and maintaining urban gardening from a balcony or a patio or a doorstep, it takes a little bit of time and commitment, but listen, there's nothing like stepping out onto that balcony to gather up fresh ingredients for a meal pretty much whenever you want. If you need help with a reno, repair, or decor project, you can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you're looking for a way to avoid having to cut your lawn every week, artificial turf is an option. We're going to sort out the pros and cons next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440. 1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement project, solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Charlene is apparently getting tired of cutting her own lawn, and she's asking, what are the benefits of artificial versus real grass? I'm considering cost, watering, sitting and playing on it, and mowing.
You know, that would seem like a dream come true, wouldn't it? And you just
I'm telling you, so many
it.
People in my town have it, and it looks
really?
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks great. I wonder, doesn't it look a little weird, though, in wintertime?
I mean, most of the people I know only have it in the backyard,
okay.
But that's perfect because that's where the kids are playing and you don't have to worry about the constant upkeep.
Right. Well, I mean, the downsides of an artificial lawn are, first, that it's expensive, and many homeowners also claim it can get really, really hot and uncomfortable to walk on. I mean, we see that a lot with composite decks, too. The material is so dense, it just picks up the heat, and it sits there for a long time. So if you're on a lawn chair, you know, you may feel like you got a heater kind of underneath you warming up your backside. I mean, it also needs professional installation, because like anything, you can find good products, and you can find cheap products, but you're not going to find good cheap products when it comes to this. You want it to look just right. So that means the base of this has to be perfect, right? So there's a lot of work to strip out your old lawn, make sure you have the right base under it. I mean, if it's not installed right, it could end up looking like stretched out carpet, right? With all the extra rolls and flops of material there that the kids could be tripping over. So it's got to be done very, very well. But I guess it comes down to personal preference. I mean, if the folks in your neighborhood are enjoying it, Leslie, you know, that's great. I would, though, probably keep it to the backyard. I just think it would be really strange in the winter to see like a bright green, like golf course color in my lawn
and you're right.
In November or January or February, whenever, you know, you're used to seeing a lot, something quite different on down the street.
You know, we have at Good Morning America, we have some really fancy, you know, turf that we use when we do segments outside. And it's so funny when we put out 30 feet of lawn in the middle of Times Square, and it really looks real. So if this is something you're into and you've got the budget for it, make sure you look at it, touch it, find the right depth, thickness, all of it that you're going to enjoy. All right, now Jackie's got a question, and she says, we have a fairly long concrete driveway that's 28 years old, and it's showing a lot of cracks. Is there an option to fix this short of tearing it out?
Yeah, they're just surface cracks. In other words, if the sections of concrete aren't shifted, you can recoat the entire driveway with a product called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. It goes down pretty easily, and it totally adheres to that old concrete surface. It will not separate, and it'll look like a brand new driveway once you're done.
Well, Joanne from New York has posted a question online, and she writes, our wood deck has many cracked and or split boards, and some are starting to peel. We can't afford to replace it at this time. Is there any way that we can fix this problem? Can it be sanded? We coated it last year with a semi-transparent seal, which took a beating over the winter months, and now it looks terrible.
First of all, you certainly could sand it again, and you could reseal it again or restain it again. But if it's just a cracked board that's really causing the problem, there is a trick of the trade for that, which works very well. And that is, think about it, usually all those cracks are caused by exposure to sunlight, Joanne. So if you were to pry that board up, you will find that no matter how long it's been down, the underside of it is in almost pristine condition. It'll be a little dirty, maybe a little mossy, but you can clean that up, but there'll be no cracks on the underside of the board. Why? Because that has not been exposed to sunlight. So you can fix a cracked board really easily by taking it up and then flipping it over and then reattaching it to the deck. Now, of course, it'll stand out a bit because it'll be a different color, and you could deal with that when you're ready to restain the deck. But the cracks and getting rid of those sharp edges and splintery kinds of surfaces can be handled by just flipping that board. Well, you've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, but we are just about out of time. We really appreciate you spending part of your day with us, and we hope that we've given you some tips and advice that you can use to improve your space. If you've got questions, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by posting your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
how you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A number of GOP lawmakers, including Florida's Matt Gaetz, have introduced legislation to end the funding for an arm of the U.S. Postal Service that carries out online surveillance.
The legislation was rolled out in response to a March bulletin distributed by the Postal Service's Inspection Services Internet Covert Operations Program, or ICOP. The new bill, backed by almost a dozen House Republicans, would prohibit federal funds from being used for ICOP. The legislation's text accuses the organization of being politically motivated in its target, and the USPS of operating a clandestine domestic surveillance program on American social media activity. Gaetz said in a statement Friday that the Postal Service should deliver the mail on time and on budget. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
One GOP senator says Democrats' radical agenda was on full display last week when President Biden delivered his address to a joint session of Congress.
Conservative Senator Steve Daines of Montana says even he was surprised by just how sharp a turn to the left Democrats have made.
I thought to myself, this is making Barack Obama sound like Ronald Reagan.
Daines tells the Salem Radio Network he does have one compliment for President Biden and his party.
I'll give him credit. They're not trying to hide their socialist radical agenda anymore.
Daines says he fears massive inflation if Democrats accomplish their goal of $6 trillion in new spending. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. military taking action in the case of a murdered soldier.
The Army taking disciplinary action against 21 troops at Fort Hood, Texas, that in connection with the death last year of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Punishments including the firing of six senior commanders. The latest Army moves in response to the young soldier's death.
Jason Walker reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA, Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York, offer-based loans over $200,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If your mortgage rate is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could save you money and get you the cash you need with a cash-out refi. Chances are your home has gained a ton of equity this past year. Turn that equity into cash to pay high-interest credit card debt, do home improvements, or to put money away for a rainy day. Don't wait for interest rates to go up. The time to refi is now, while rates are still low. Take cash out and get a low interest rate at the same time. Cash Call Mortgage may be able to lower your mortgage rate and get you cash from your home's equity. Call now and we'll even cover the title, escrow, and appraisal fees to save you more money. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
A deadly hospital fire breaks out in western India. 18 patients in a COVID-19 hospital ward in western India were killed in a fire early Saturday. 31 other patients were rescued, according to police officer B.M. Parmar. The fire broke out at the welfare hospital in Bharuch, a town in Gujarat state. The Press Trust of India News Agency quoted the fire service as saying the fire broke out on the ground floor and was extinguished within an hour. India is grappling with a COVID-19 outbreak. On Friday, India reported another global daily record of 386,452 new cases, pushing its overall total to 18.7 million since the pandemic began. I'm Mike Rossio. NASA's Little Mars helicopter got an extra month of flying in order to tackle some tough new terrain and to serve as a scout for its companion rover. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. By the numbers, how do the first 100 days of Presidents Biden and Trump compare?
Trump, through his first 100 days, signed 29 pieces of legislation into law. Biden, on the other hand, has signed only 11. Biden, looking to undo most of Trump's accomplishments, has signed 42 executive orders compared to 29 for Trump. While Trump nominated two federal judges to the bench, Biden has actually outpaced him in judicial nominations through 100 days, having already made 14. At around the 100-day mark, 53% of Americans said they approved of the job Biden was doing. At the same point, just 41% said that of Trump. Patrick Frost reporting.
The federal appeals court orders the EPA to quickly determine if a widely used pesticide linked to brain damage in children should be banned after the EPA delayed action for nearly 14 years. The EPA rejected a legal challenge in 2019, saying environmental groups had failed to prove that a ban was warranted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Apatron Restoration Products, the Angie app, and riverbendhome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to the program, episode 2097 today. And we are here to help you take on the project you'd like to get done around your money pit. If you're just itching to get outside and spend more time in the beautiful weather, but want to spruce up your deck or your patio, pick up a paintbrush to get something done, fix some rotted wood, whatever's going on, give us a call because we would love to help you with those questions, help you get started on the right foot. If you can't do it yourself, we'll tell you that and give you some tips to hire a pro. Listen, that's what we do. We are here for you. We've been doing this a long time, and we just love it. And we hope that we are able to save you some money, some time, some aggravation, some perspiration, and get those houses fixed up exactly like you want them to be. Coming up today, there's a lot of focus on spring cleaning this time of year, but rather than treat this like one big dusty holiday, we thought it might be easier to set yourself up for success with a 12-month cleaning calendar. So we wrote one, and it breaks up those cleaning chores into very small, actionable projects. We'll walk you through that today.
And if you love the look of your wood windows, doors, and trim, but you've spotted some rot that's set in over the long, wet winter, we're going to share an easy way that you can restore rotted wood that's quick, easy, and a lot less expensive than replacing it.
And if your family's like most, you probably use that garage door as much as you use your front door for getting in and out of your place. But if the door's old and worn, it could be unsafe. It could also be providing easy access for intruders when you're away. We'll have tips to help you best update those doors just ahead.
And we have a great giveaway from our friends at Riverbend Home. The Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella in natural colored fabric. It's worth $269, and this umbrella is awesome, and it's going to be going to one lucky winner.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions for your chance to win that beautiful umbrella from Riverbend Home. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Dorothy in Tennessee is on the line and has a question about an in-ground pool. What's going on?
I have a definite money pit.
All right. Welcome to the club.
I have a huge in-ground pool that it just wouldn't do any of us to not buy this house with this pool because we thought we'd just love it. And yet the kids promised to help take care of it and all that stuff. They're grown and gone. I don't want to take care of it. Don't want to pay all that money. And I'm wondering if there's a solution to doing something interesting with this space that isn't such a money pit.
You know, you're not in an unusual scenario. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and when we did inspect homes that had pools, I'd say a pretty good portion of the time, the question from my client was the same question you just asked. I don't want the pool. I want nothing to do with it for, you know, a whole variety of reasons. What can I do with it? And in those cases, generally what folks do with it is they fill it in. You know, they tear up any concrete edges or it's anything on top that might be part of their patio or whatever. And they basically fill it in and tamp it and compact it, and it becomes yard space. So if you don't want to use it as a pool, that's pretty much your only option.
Well, exactly. Is there an inexpensive way of doing that? The little bit of research I've done, it's not inexpensive to fill it in.
Well, look, you need to find – it's not a hard – look, putting dirt in a hole is not a difficult thing to do. What you have to do is, first of all, obviously you have to disconnect all of the mechanical systems, right? There's power out there. All that has to be disconnected, and plenty of plumbing has to be disconnected. So you get rid of all of the stuff that's easy like that. And then for the rest of it, if you have, like, a decking or a curbing around the outside edge of the pool, that will have to be broken up. Now, if that's the case – I can't imagine that would take more than an hour or two to break up with a jackhammer, because it's only going to be a few inches thick of concrete, so it's actually pretty easy to break up. And then you have to have excavators that will come in and probably with a small piece of equipment like a bobcat start to move a lot of dirt into that space, because it has to be tamped. You know, you can't just put it in there without tamping it. And in fact, you might also, you may need to break up the bottom of the pool, otherwise you won't have drainage, right? So you probably have to bust that up too. And then it's just going to have to be filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped, because if you don't, it'll become a sinkhole. It'll just, be a depressed area in the yard. You want to really fill it up. You're going to use clean fill dirt for that. You're not going to use topsoil, obviously. So the dirt is pretty much the cost of the transportation. It's almost like you don't pay for the dirt. But that's probably the best thing to do with it, and then start thinking about what you do want to do with that space.
Well, I can imagine a really nice formal garden out there.
Well, there you go.
Or fire pit, gazebo, all kinds of neat things. But getting to that point is not going to be cheap.
How long do you plan on staying in this house? I mean, is this it forever?
Oh, or probably.
Because, that is one thing to consider, and that is if the pool is functional and you take it out, whether or not it's going to deter from the value of your home.
From the resale value.
Yeah, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. It depends on, who's buying it and what their needs and wants and desires are. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas on what is possible, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Texas is on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
I've got a faucet, a wall faucet that I replaced. It's new. And every time I turn a hot water heater or a hot water on, it sounds like a trumpet's going off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's musical.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be a problem with that faucet. There's a washer inside of it that sometimes when it expands like that because of the hot water, it starts to sort of whine. And I might try this to start with. I might take the aerator off the tip of the faucet and see if it repeats itself. And if it still happens with that, then I would switch out that faucet. Because I don't think there's anything going to harm you from using it. It's just going to annoy the heck out of you. But I would do the easy thing first, which would be to remove the aerator, just to make sure it's not an obstruction there. Because sometimes you get debris in the line that will block that.
Okay.
Even though it's water, you think it'd be debris free. But I got to tell you, having pulled a lot of those off over the years, you'll see a lot of grime and grit and sometimes tiny even pieces of metal in it. So try that first. And if that doesn't work, then I think it's the faucet issue.
Okay. Like I said, I just... brand new, but I guess that don't matter, huh?
Yeah, well, if it's brand new, then you take it back and replace it or get another one. Get a different brand.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give that a shot and see if it works then.
You are tuned to the Money Pit.
Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, have you been avoiding a major spring cleaning just because it's such a big, dusty mess to take on? Well, we're going to share a much better approach that breaks projects down into easy-to-do mini-tasks when the Money Pit returns.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, did you guys know that you can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, if you're ready to get out on your deck or patio to enjoy the sunshine, we've got a beautiful product to give away to help you do just that. It's from Riverbend Home, and it's the Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella in natural. Now, this is a beautiful product because it's easy tilt with just the push of a button. The Catalina Market Umbrella can tilt to follow the sun, and it's made with Sunbrella fabric that is fade-proof and UV resistant. Now, the Simply Shade Catalina Umbrella is another of the many unique finds for the inspired home you'll find to create your own outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. It's worth $269, going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions to facebook.com/themoneypit.
John in Massachusetts on the line with a heating situation. What's going on?
Yes, my question is I moved into a new condo. I have gas heat, and the vents, come up above in the ceiling. And one of the vents, when the heat goes on, there's like a tingling. Sometimes it comes right away. Sometimes it'll come 10 minutes after or 10 seconds after. And it just like tings a little. It maybe lasts for about 30, 40 seconds, aggravate you, and then it will go away as the heat continues to run.
So there's a couple things that could be causing that. It's basically expansion of the metal ductwork. And the way it's attached to the surrounding framing, it's rubbing. Now, it could be that where the ducts are heating up and expanding, and so you get that creak, 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 or tingle, tingle, tingle sound, whatever you're hearing.
Right.
Or it could be a condition we call oil canning, and that's a term that has a lot of history. When we had oil cans before we had plastic oil bottles, they were made of a very heavy metal, and if you sort of pushed your thumb into the side of it, it would make like a ping sound. Now, we don't have those anymore, but the concept stuck around, and what that means is that when the duct itself gets inflated, it kind of pushes outward in all directions, and that could cause the duct to actually flex, and that makes a sound that we call an oil can sound. So it's probably one of the two that I just described. The good news is that the only thing that it's really damaging is your nerves, but it's really not hurting the house or the system in any way. It's just a little bit of poor workmanship there. Now, if you can get to that space above the ceiling where you hear this coming from, it's possible that you could do some things to straighten that out. But if it's inside of a concealed ceiling, it's almost certainly not worth it.
Yeah. So in other words, if I took the vent off itself and looked up there, I could see if something was...
No, it's probably on the outside of the vent, not on the inside. It's probably on the outside of the vent where it's attached to the framing, yeah.
Okay.
At least you know what's causing it now, and then you have nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Houses have a lot of noises that happen, and, we can usually explain them, and that's one that's pretty clear what causes it.
I mean, it is amazing how noisy homes can be, and it's funny. You can be in a home forever, and it can be a new sound or maybe a sound that's been there for the whole time you've been, but you've just
right.
noticed it, that can be completely unsettling and can
right,
give you
exactly.
a whole new appreciation for your home.
Yeah, well, people deserve, they develop a sensitivity, right? Like those that live near train tracks never hear the trains are coming.
Never hear the trains.
If you were visiting that person for a weekend, you'd be like, oh, my God, how can you live here?
You'd be like, what train? There's a train?
Well, there's an awful lot of focus on spring cleaning this time of year, but rather than treating this like one big old dusty holiday, we found it a lot easier if you set yourself up for success with a 12-month cleaning calendar that's going to break up all of those cleanup chores into small, very doable projects.
Yep, and that's why we wrote the ultimate 12-month cleaning guide to keep your home spiffy year-round. Now, it's on MoneyPit.com, and it's organized by daily and weekly tasks, along with the occasional deep cleaning project, which makes the cleaning a lot less stressful and keeps your home gleaming year-round. So, for example, daily cleaning tasks consist of the little jobs that we do every day, like making our beds or wiping off the stove after we cook or straightening up the clutter.
Now, for a weekly task, you might want to get a bit more thorough with projects like vacuuming the house, cleaning the bathrooms, dusting the furniture. Now, once this is underway, you can set yourself up for the occasional deep cleaning task, like a really thorough cleaning of the kitchen. You know, empty and wipe down the refrigerator or the insides of the cabinets or even wash the windows and the curtains.
Now, the trick is that by rotating between the typical cleaning and the deep cleaning, your house will shine throughout the year without ever becoming overwhelming. So for the complete list, just search 12-month cleaning guide on MoneyPit.com.
Helen in Arizona's on the line with a question about some bubbling paint. What is going on?
I had the exterior of my home painted last summer, And the painter had power washed it, came back in a couple of days, a day or two, and actually did the painting. And it was about 2 months after that, I happened to notice little bubbles appearing under the paint. And I presume that's because there's water under that paint.
Not necessarily. What you have is an adhesion issue. So the paint's not sticking to the wood siding or the substrate, whatever it is. This is a wood-sided house?
Yeah, it's a manufactured home, yes.
Okay. Do you know if your painter applied a primer or did he just put the top coat paint on?
I'm trying to think if my paint did have primer in it.
Well, it wouldn't have it in it. It would be a second coat. See, the right procedure would have been to scrape or pressure wash, as he did in this case, to get rid of the loose paint,
right.
Algae or mildew and so on, let dry, and then prime it, because primer is what makes the paint stick. Now, if he didn't prime it and the paint's separating after 2 months, that's a big problem, and it's a problem for your painter because he did something wrong. There's no way that paint should be failing after 2 months.
I had it painted the fall prior, and the person did a terrible job. And so I decided to change colors and have it done again.
The new painter, the guy who does, accepts the condition of the house. So if the first guy made any mistakes, then the second guy's job is to correct those mistakes so that his work looks good.
But there was no bubbling after the first paint job.
Okay, I heard you on that. But okay, no matter what was there before, you need to make sure that the house was not only cleaned and loose paint removed, but primed. Because at some point, you can't keep putting layers upon layers of paint and expect everyone to stick to the one before it. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And if you did not prime, I think that's probably a good reason that this paint is failing. 2 days in warm weather should probably have been enough to, you know, deal with any moisture from the pressure washing. I mean, heck, it's not much more than just a heavy rainfall. So I think what you need to do is to contact that painter and have them back and have a discussion as to why your paint's failing after a short period of time. It absolutely should not be happening. Thanks for calling us and wish you the best of luck with that project.
Heading over to Illinois where Ron's got some stuff going on at his money pit. Tell us what's happening.
Thinking about building, and I'm looking at exterior walls, and my question is, should I consider 2x6 or 2x4? And I'm getting different opinions, and so I'm kind of wanting to see what you guys think.
So the reason that you would go with a 2x6 is so you can have more insulation, right?
Well, supposedly, yes.
But you could also have more insulation if you used spray foam versus fiberglass, because spray foam has a much higher R value than fiberglass. So you could use a 2x4 wall with spray foam in those walls instead and have a much better insulation package when you're all done and probably spend less on the lumber.
What would you think about the 2x4 with the 1-inch styrofoam sheeting on the outside with fiberglass inside and then your drywall?
Yeah, well, you can do that. I mean, all the insulation you add is going to help, but there's just nothing better than spray foam when it comes to both insulating and air sealing.
What about the cost on something like that?
It's a little more than fiberglass, but the thing is, it's a much more efficient system. It's going to save you more money over the long run because it goes on really, really thin when they spray it, and then it expands. It has like 100 to 1 expansion ratio. So it swells up, and it basically seals all of the gaps. Go to moneypit.com and go to, under Listen and Watch, there's a section on books and guides, and there's a free download there that we wrote some time ago on all the different ways to insulate a wall. And there's a lot of information on spray foam in that, including some pictures of my own house when we applied spray foam to a very old house and just been thrilled with it, just very, very happy with it.
Yeah, you've been saving a ton of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You've got real experts, real advice. That's what we do for you. So call us with your questions at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, you love the look of your wood windows, your doors, your trim, but you spotted some rot, and now you're worried you're going to have to replace it. Well, we're going to share an easy way you can restore rotted wood instead. It's quick and easy and does not involve the expense of tearing it out and replacing it. That's all coming up next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see.
Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you love the look of your wood windows, door, and trim, but you think you might not be able to do much about the rot that sets in after the long winter, we've got some good news. The rotted areas of wood trim or windowsills, or even bigger areas of decay that have completely and totally disintegrated, can be fixed effectively and permanently.
Yup, and the two best products to help homeowners and pros alike make those repairs are liquid wood and wood epox. They're both made by Abitron. Now, Abitron is a company whose products we've actually been recommending on this show for over 20 years because they work really well. With us to talk about how that happens is Richard Alstrom. Richard is their sales manager. Hey, Richard, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Good to be on.
You know, I think that consumers are frustrated and confused about how to deal with rotted wood, and too many times they kind of give up and replace, like, the entire thing, whether it's a window or a door or a piece of trim that's rotted, rather than make the repair, right?
Yeah, that's 100% true, and it's 100% unfortunate, because there's a lot of benefits to restoring and saving that original woodwork. We've tried to make it as easy as possible to do that.
Now, what exactly is rot? I think people are super confused about what it is and what it looks like.
Well, rot occurs basically anywhere the wood draws in moisture and live organisms develop within that wood structure. It's a cellular structure, and those live organisms can sort of eat away at what's called the lignin of the wood. They survive and thrive in warm, wet environments. And basically what happens is that wood gets literally eaten away and becomes soft and spongy and deteriorated and eventually just sort of crumbles under your fingers if it's not addressed with the proper products.
It's essentially Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. I mean, that and insects and so on, it's sort of part of the process. But when it happens to your house, you know, it's kind of annoying.
Exactly. What we've got is basically a system utilizing two very easy-to-use epoxy products that can solve those problems, repair those damaged areas without having to rip everything out and replace it.
First of all, I kind of want to clarify something. A lot of folks will call that wood damage dry rot. It's no such thing as dry rot. It's got to be wet to break down and decay. So dry rot is really wet rot that's dried out, right?
Correct. It's all called dry rot, but it all had to be wet to get that way. The rot requires moisture and heat and oxygen, and once all those three things are present, the wood just sort of begins to decay.
Now, and that's where your products actually step in, because they take what's left of that decayed, deformed wood and start to rebuild it. So let's first talk about liquid wood. I know there's really two products that work for this purpose here, and sometimes you use them together. But liquid wood, what is it and how does it help?
Correct. So liquid wood is a two-part liquid epoxy. It's a part A, part B epoxy resin and hardener that are mixed together to create a wood consolidant. And so what that means is this liquid epoxy is going to penetrate into the pores of that soft, spongy, porous material. And then it slowly hardens and eventually becomes very, very solid, regenerating the strength of that porous, soft, spongy wood.
When I think about rotted wood, you know, I was a home inspector for many years, and I would sort of press into the wood window trim, for example, where it met the sill. That was an area where water used to collect. And it would be somewhat spongy, but it wouldn't be so bad that it would have, like, actually fallen apart. So at that point, where it's maybe a little bit soft, but it's not missing, that's a good application for liquid wood?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere the wood is sort of, you know, kind of punky or soft or starting to kind of deteriorate, you can feel a little bit when you're pressing real hard with it on your finger. If that wood feels soft and it's porous, the liquid wood will penetrate in and it fills in the pores of that spongy, soft wood, sort of saturating and creating a solid structural mass once it's hardened. So yeah, those are ideal areas to use our products. You know, they happen a lot around, you know, the window casings, window frames, door jams, the bottom of posts and columns and things like that. Those are ideal areas where our products can be used.
Now, what if it's a larger area of rot, or even say you're missing like a chunk of wood in a door or something in a frame of the door or on the windowsill? You know, we live in old homes and pretty old homes, and so sometimes strange things happen. I mean, is there a way to sort of fix that?
Sure, yeah. It's always ideal to catch damage early. The smaller the area, the better. Our products aren't limited to just small superficial repairs. Both our liquid wood and our wood epox products are structural epoxies. They're both 100% solids, so they're structurally rated. They're completely shrink-free. And after using the liquid wood to solidify and harden any of those small, soft, spongy areas, our wood epox product is used to come in, fill in and rebuild anything that's missing, anything that's literally weathered away, anything that's fallen out, anything that's crumbled. Like you said, the unique stuff that happens too, the pets chewed on a piece of wood and it needs to be rebuilt and patched up. There's really no limitation.
That's a good point, because I've actually used wood epoxy, not on a rotted door, but on a door where I had changed the lock. And because I changed the lock, the holes were actually in the wrong place. But, of course, they weren't completely in the wrong place. They were sort of like halfway off. So I had to fill the old hole where the bolt went through and then re-drill it, but only sort of overlap the old hole by a half. So you would think that's going to be the most impossible place in the world to keep a drill going straight. But by filling it with the wood epoxy, letting it cure, it was just like cutting new wood all over again. It went in perfectly. So there are other applications for this product aside from just decay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we hear about that exact application all the time. One of the things that our customers love about the wood epox in particular is the way that it machines and sands and essentially acts just like a piece of wood off of the shelf at the lumber yard once the epoxy sets up and cures. You can use all your woodworking tools on it. You can route it and carve it and drill into it and even put small nails into it without it cracking, just like a piece of wood. So when you use the liquid wood and wood epoxy together, you're almost exactly replicating, you know, like a piece of pine lumber off the shelf in terms of workability, sandability, and paintability. So it really is sort of a dream for the do-it-yourselfer who needs to patch something up. You know, that translates into the contractors that are using the products professionally as well.
So, Richard, tell us about the environmentally sort of friendly aspects of the products. I mean, are they good for the environment?
Sure. One of the problems that people have with other adhesive products and wood filler type products is that they smell nasty. They have horrible odors. There's fumes coming off of them. You don't want to use them indoors because you just can't stand the smell and the off-gassing. Both our liquid wood and wood epox products are 100% epoxy solid. So there's no solvents added to it. There's no drying agents added to it. It's not watered down. And both products are GreenGuard certified. So what that means is they've been tested by a third party for any off-gassing or VOCs, and they are completely safe for both interior and exterior repairs. You're not going to, you know, have any sort of nasty, noxious odors when you're using these products. On top of being very environmentally friendly as you're using them, you're also using them to save original building materials. So you're keeping your original building materials like your windows and your doors and your columns and your posts. Those are all staying on your house rather than winding up in a landfill somewhere.
And that by itself is very environmentally friendly. Richard, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Richard Alstrom, he is with Abitron. They've been around for 40 years and make some of the best restoration products out there. You can learn more at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com, abitron.com, or you can reach them at 800-445-1754, 800-445-1754. Richard, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Just ahead, do you use your garage door to get in and out of your house as much as you use the front door? Well, if your door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, but it could also be providing very easy access for intruders when you're away.
We highlight tips on what to look for in a new garage door in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit riverbendhome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause that concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. And you need some help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie.
Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you're ready to get out to your deck or patio to enjoy the sunshine, we've got a beautiful product to give away that's going to help you do just that. This really is a fantastic prize. We've got from Riverbend Home the Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella. And it's in a natural sunbrella fabric, which we all know is fade-proof. It's UV-resistant. I mean, it is a super durable outdoor fabric. The best part is the umbrella's got easy tilt. So with just the push of a button, you can sort of create that shade and follow the sun as it moves around your yard. It's a great umbrella, a fantastic prize. It retails for $269 at riverbendhome.com.
That Simply Shade Catalina umbrella is another of the many unique finds for the inspired home that you'll find to create your own outdoor oasis with at riverbendhome.com. And it's going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their home improvement question. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, Carolyn, Oregon's on the line with some rusty water at her house. What's going on?
My house is about 25 years old. I've lived in it for about six. My problem is well water corroding both of my toilets. And I don't know. I've tried using Clorox. That doesn't seem to work. I'm wondering if there's some kind of a chemical or something that I can put inside the tank to keep it from turning black.
So have you tried CLR?
No. What is that?
Okay, so I would take a look at CLR. It's a product that's been around for many, many years. It's a great company. It stands for calcium, lime, and rust. It's specifically designed to clean rust stains from bathroom fixtures.
Okay. Could you spell that for me?
Yeah. C-L-R.
Okay. Got it.
Stands for calcium, lime, and rust. See? I was never a good speller, but I got that one, huh?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if your family is like ours, you depend on that garage as your real front door for reliable access as well as protection. But a beautiful garage door can also provide a one-step update to your home's exterior, and it can totally boost your curb appeal. But if your door is old and worn, though, it could not only be unsafe, it might also be providing easy access for intruders while you're away.
So we've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by Angie. Now, first, the garage door designs today are simply amazing. I mean, it used to be that you had to choose from a heavy wood door that needed a lot of upkeep to metal doors that were just cold and then prone to rusting. But today, there's a wide variety of composite and fiberglass doors available that look amazingly like wood, and they virtually need no care at all. Plus, the doors are better insulated, and they can keep drafts out of your garage, which is especially nice if this is a space that you like to use to work in.
Yeah, and in addition to being a better door, we also now have much better door openers. You know, today's garage door openers are part of a fully integrated smart home. And in fact, there's one manufacturer that came out with a garage door that even has an integrated camera and is connected to the Amazon Key program, where delivery people can get a one-time code to enter your garage and leave your package inside.
Plus, garage door opener security really is better than ever. It used to be that a garage door remote could open a lot of other garage doors in your very same neighborhood, but today rolling code technology means that it could never happen, which means your garage door is more secure than it ever could be. And that is today's pro project presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie.
Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Just ahead, new roof shingles are available with a 50-year warranty. While that might sound impressive, we're going to share why you might not get that value that you're bargaining for when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Now you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today.
Well, Jazz in Virginia is thinking about installing a new asphalt shingle roof, and she's got some questions, Leslie. She says the roof she's considering has a 50-year warranty and wants to know what would the typical cost be for a 2,000-square-foot roof in Virginia, and is it worth it, basically. You know, first of all, I've got a problem with the way warranties are being used by roofing manufacturers to kind of attract folks to buy their products, because you would think that if a product has a 50-year warranty and it doesn't make it through those 50 years, that you get a whole new roof, right? I mean, isn't that kind of what's inferred? Isn't that what it sounds like? Is that sort of the feel-good moment of reading about a 50-year warranty? But that's not what happens. What happens is you get the prorated value of what's left in the shingles, but you do not get any labor. So let's think about this. If you buy a 50-year roof and it lasts for 25 years, and assuming it was installed perfectly, then all you're going to get is about half of the cost of the shingles, and the rest of it is on you. So just understand what they're talking about when they quote 20, 30, 40, or 50-year warranties. And in terms of the cost, well, in Virginia, the average cost for a roof replacement is somewhere between $4,500 and about $7,500, depending on the size and the angles and how difficult it is to work it. There is a very good guide online that's called the True Cost Guide. And if you look that up, you will find all the details on roofing prices in your particular area, including all the variants, all the ways that, you know, the costs go up or go down. You'll get a pretty good sense as to what this should cost.
Yeah, Jazz. I mean, a roofing project is a pretty big project to undertake. I mean, it's noisy, it's invasive, it's fast. Believe me, it is fast. But it's a project you kind of want to just do once and, you know, not have to do it again for a long time.
Well, you could plan the most elegant outdoor party ever, only to have it spoiled by annoying little bugs flying around your guest heads by the thousands. Leslie explains how not to get bugged by those gnats in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, when we were talking about having it spoiled by annoying little, I was going to say children. All right,
I mean,
only kidding.
Listen, I love my kids, but you're right. Sometimes they can just be played annoying. I mean, not as annoying as gnats. And, of course, we love our kids, and we don't love the gnats. So even though gnats are harmless, they are irritating. If you want to keep the party gnat free, you really need to know how these little buggers live. They love wet, rotten, organic matter. They love mulch. So if you've got compost, cover it up. You should be raking and turning your mulch very often. This way you're going to avoid mold growing on the underside of it. And make sure that you don't have standing water or leaves maybe in your gutters. Keep your bird baths and water features clean of any debris. And here's another thing. Gnats hate vanilla, but we as people love the smell of vanilla. So vanilla oil and aroma oil burners can help keep them away, as well as vanilla extract. If you put it on some cotton balls and then place them strategically around your outdoor table, I mean, your guests are going to love the smell. Everybody's going to want to have dessert. Everything's going to be gnat free. And, you know, the kids can have ice cream and everybody can be happy.
Everybody wins. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home that's usually safe, sound, and secure can quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why when the storm passes, it's really important to give it a very thorough check. We're going to share some of our home inspection knowledge and how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. America and NATO have begun their final withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending the U.S.'s forever war after nearly 20 years.
President Biden set May 1 as the date to begin the final pullout, but diplomatic and military officials say the packing up began almost a month ago. The last U.S. and allied forces are scheduled to be gone by September 11th. The Western diplomats in Kabul say July 4th is the goal. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, says finding peace with the Taliban will be a huge challenge, but...
I wouldn't call it the end of the world.
But Abdullah warns Afghan political leaders must be united in talks with the Taliban.
A peaceful, inclusive, peaceful settlement is what everybody believes in.
Adding...
Nobody has forgotten the recent history of the country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A shooting at a casino in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Saturday evening. Several people were injured, but the Attorney General's office says the scene's contained and there is no threat to the community. A Maryland county will pay over $1 million to settle the church's religious bias claims. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Keith Peters in Washington.
Baltimore County has agreed to pay $1.1 million to resolve a religious discrimination lawsuit over a county board's denial of a church's expansion plan. The Baltimore Sun reports the county and Hunt Valley Baptist Church reached the March 31st settlement after a federal judge in Baltimore upheld a ruling that the county violated a federal law that protects religious institutions from discrimination in zoning. The church sued in 2017 after a county board denied its $5 million plan to build a 1,000-seat sanctuary with classrooms, a kitchen, gym, offices, and parking for 240 cars on a 17-acre farm. Keith Peters reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
India's open vaccinations to all adults, launching a huge inoculation effort that's sure to tax the limits of that federal government, the country's vaccine factories, and of course the patience of their 1.4 billion population.
The world's largest maker of vaccines is still short of critical supplies, the result of lagging manufacturing and raw material shortages that delayed the rollout in several states. Experts say only a fraction of India's population will be able to afford the prices charged by private hospitals for the shot, meaning that states will be saddled with immunizing the 600 million Indian adults younger than 45, while the federal government gives shots to 300 million healthcare and frontline workers and people older than 45. I'm Zaria Shakili.
High-ranking diplomats from China, Germany, France, and Russia, Britain met in Vienna to talk about the Iranian nuclear deal. This is SRN News. Workers are heading back to work off the picket lines at a Volvo plant in Virginia.
The settlement follows a tentative deal reached between the workers' union and automaker. The UAW Volvo Truck Council says that Volvo truck workers will be scheduled to return to their regular shifts on Monday. Volvo Trucks North America says the 5-year contract covers 2,900 workers at the plant in Dublin, Virginia. It also would not release details pending the union's ratification vote. John Scott reporting.
Comparing the first 100 days of the Biden administration to the Trump administration, Mr. Trump signed 29 pieces of legislation compared to Mr. Biden's 11, and Mr. Biden signed 42 executive orders compared to 29 for his predecessor. And while Mr. Trump nominated two federal judges to the bench, Mr. Biden actually outpaced him in judicial nominations, having already made 14. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
All these restaurants and bars have been just brought to their knees by the COVID-19 virus, and now they're trying to get back up without employees. John Taffer Live. And then we'll take your calls at 1-866-408-7669. If you want to write me, go to my email, briankilmeade.com, and it'll show you right how to do it, and I'll be able to get through it. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We should have told people early on, when we told them to stay at home, we should have told them to get outside. You know, the number one risk factor for being hospitalized is being overweight. And when people stayed indoors, guess what? They gained 15 pounds on average. We needed this about a year and 2 months ago.
No kidding. That's the new University of Chicago study that shows you got fat, you're more susceptible because you were told to sit around. What do you want to do? Bad advice, flat out lies. I can't figure out what is true, but I know it's inexcusable. Now they tell us we can take off our mask. What can we do? But with the vaccine, they're still not clear on it. Enough. Let's get back to our lives.
Number two.
It's been reported you've met with him a couple of times, at least since leaving office as well.
Yes,
so
I have.
Is it a half dozen times, a dozen times?
I've probably seen him three or four times.
Are you trying to coach him through the Trump administration's rejection of the JCPOA?
No, that's not my job.
Yes, it is. It's true. It's not your job, but you did it anyway. And treason, that's all you could say about the release of Iranian foreign minister audio tapes to reveal John Kerry gave up top secret intel to the terror nation leader. And it's not the first time. He's got to go. He's in some ridiculous job anyway that's totally unnecessary. Another example of weakness, we have our destroyers harassed overseas, a drone buzzing them, and we did nothing.
Number one, many members of the media have a narrative and they only want to pick instances which show cops at their worst. I just do not accept, nor do I think most Americans accept, that most cops are bad people.
John Kennedy is right. Policing under fire, the latest challenge and how they are taking the blame for all the ills of society. Why the finest won't take it anymore. They're putting down their badge. They're finding the door. As a letter to LeBron lays it all out perfectly for the world and the king to see. So let's talk about policing in America, because nobody else is. They just say, wow, how bad these cops are, how they had to be retrained. And I do think law enforcement reform enhancement could benefit everybody. You'll understand what they go through if you go study what they are going through on a daily basis. So I'm not really necessarily against all that. What I am against is not having the police at the table when they're talking about their job, when people don't know how to do their job on the best or worst day. In terms of defunding the police, the reason why no one you know is for that is because if you poll it, nobody wants it. 33% of the country is in favor, 62% oppose. However, the latest Fox poll does go on to say something I think disturbing. Reducing police department funding, not defunding. Democrats, 54% are for it, only 11% of Republicans. Now, what I was referring to before, this LAPD officer, his name is Dion Joseph, wrote a letter to LeBron James. And he said this after LeBron James tweeted out, "You're next," after what happened in Columbus, Ohio, when the officer showed up at the scene and one teenager was about to knife another teenager and they shot the one with the knife. LeBron put up a deleted tweet, now deleted, that said, "You're next," to the officer. This is what he wrote. And I'll try not to read the whole thing. It's long, but it's well written. So this LAPD officer who's worked a lot of times in rundown areas wrote this about LeBron. "Your current stance on policing is way off base. Your tweet that targeted a police officer in Ohio who saved a young woman's life, irresponsible, disturbing. It showed a complete lack of understanding of the challenge of our job in the heat of the moment. You basically put a target on the back of a human being who had to make a split-second decision to save a life. A decision I know he and many others wish they never had to make. I don't know if this will ever reach you, but my hope is that one day I can sit down and talk with you. As a man of faith, I have no hatred towards you, but I do feel I can help you understand the reality of the profession of policing." This is all to LeBron James from another black officer. "You are tired of black folks dying? So am I. You hate racism, police brutality? So do I. But you cannot paint 800,000 men and women of all races, faiths, and sexual orientations, all mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, preachers, coaches, community members, and just humans with such a broad, destructive brush. I think you, yourself, actually sat down and had a real, honest, open conversation with a cop. There is a strong chance you may discover we are not the monsters you have come to believe we are, who deserve the hate and disdain you have. And even if you come away feeling that way, I could respect it, because at least you gave the other side your ear instead of hearing one narrative. The offer is on the table, LeBron." He hopes it gets to him. It has gone viral. It will get to him. And the question is, will he acknowledge it? He's gone kind of quiet since his ill-timed tweet. I would like to see him respond. It would be great to see, like Shaq does, has great respect on all sides, but I'm not confident he'll do it. Meanwhile, there's another catastrophe going on with a police shooting, police-involved shooting of a black man. We don't know the details yet, but it hasn't stopped the white Democrat governor of North Carolina from taking the side of the victim. Cut five.
"We must face head-on the stark reality of systemic racism and how it hurts people and leaves them behind. Who gets to see a doctor? Who gets hired for a job? Who gets charged with a crime? Who gets prison time?
who gets killed. Over the past year and just in the past week, we've seen the harm suffered by too many people of color.
By the way, I'm pretty sure this was his State of the North Carolina address. You know who was standing behind him? The lieutenant governor, who happens to be black, was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And he said, look, what happened may or may not have been a tragedy. We're not sure yet. But why are you painting such a broad brush? It's total role reversal. Instead of a, you know, white lieutenant governor being upset with a black governor, it's the reverse. He's saying, hey, Democrat, it's not about Democrat or Republican, black or white. We don't know the details yet. And I'm pretty sure you're not talking in a way in which we can understand. Here's Mark Robinson last night, North Carolina lieutenant governor, cut six.
What I would say to those activists is pump your brakes, slow down, let the justice system take its course. Let's take a look at this and find out what's happened. What they should be focused on is the 7-year-old who was murdered in Hickory right here in North Carolina. What they should be focused on is the 7-year-old who was murdered in Chicago last week. We are seeing murders take place of the most innocent across this nation at an alarming pace. And these activists and our politicians at our highest level are turning an absolute blind eye.
And that's how he feels, and I don't blame him, because he knows what we all know, not enough to make an opinion. Benjamin Crump is out there saying he was murdered, he was executed, his family. And what this guy's name is, and I don't know much detail about him, but I'll tell you what I do know. Attorneys for the family of Andrew Brown Jr. blasted North Carolina officials, this happened yesterday, for only allowing to see a small portion of the body cam footage. Following the criticism, authorities released a video statement saying the incident lasted 30 seconds. Elizabeth City Public Schools will operate on a full remote schedule for all students and staff due to the continuously evolving state of civil unrest. So it's not safe for kids to go to school. The father said of the victim, it's like we're against all odds against the world. It's just he's executed. They just messed up how this all happened. So you say you only saw a small portion of it, only last 30 seconds. Mark Robinson sat up there behind the governor and said this was his observation, cut seven.
We want to eliminate police brutality. But the way that you do that is by partnering with the police to remove those bad actors from their ranks. You don't do it by degenerating the whole bunch of officers and degenerating policing altogether. If we continue to do this, I can guarantee you we're going to reach a day when we are going to sorely miss the friendly police officer, his badge, his nightstick, and his gun, and we're going to wish for that we had those days back, because as we see right now, crime is skyrocketing. Criminals are watching these policemen. They know that their hands are tied behind their back, and because of that, they're committing these egregious crimes that we see against children, against innocent victims on the streets every day.
Unbelievable. So he's a Republican, and I think he's talking a lot of logic. So a little about Brown. Brown was described as a drug dealer in the area, had a criminal rap sheet of 180 pages long, dating back to May 1998. That's according to the search warrant and other records obtained by Fox. Initial search warrant signed off by the North Carolina Superior Court senior resident Judge Tillett on April 20th states that the agent, R.D. Johnson, on the Dare County Narcotics Task Force, was in communication with a confidential source who said they had been purchasing narcotics from Brown for over 1 year. The informant claimed they had purchased different quantities of cocaine, crack, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine from Brown on numerous occasions. Obviously, this is not a squeaky clean businessman looking to make it in this world. This guy, 180-page rap sheet, not the most outstanding citizen. Not saying he deserved to die, but I'm also saying that this guy is obviously a problem for the community. Would that be kind enough to say? In the big picture, I'm not sure, like George Floyd, when you look at his background, even though he should never have died and the verdict was correct, I'm not sure these are people we should be looking up to. We should be looking and analyzing what went wrong in their lives that got them such a mess on the other side of the law consistently, almost seemingly on a daily basis. Cut 11, Senator John Kennedy.
In our post-journalism world, many members of the media have a narrative, and they only want to cherry pick and pick instances which show cops at their worst. I've said it before. If you hate cops, just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head the next time you get in trouble. I just do not accept, nor do I think most Americans accept, that most cops are bad people, are racist. They don't get up every day going to work hoping they can hurt somebody. Most of them get up every day and go to work and hope they can themselves come back home alive.
And help somebody. So there you go. That is Senator John Kennedy making a lot of sense. What do you think? 1-866-408-7669. I'll talk about that. Also, John Kerry being accused by the foreign minister of Iran for giving up intelligence about Israel that could have cost lives if it is in fact true. But if it's not true, it's the same guy that they're negotiating with in Vienna. That means if he's lying then, you should assume he's lying now. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and this year you need to make it extra special. Because mom deserves more than just breakfast in bed. So how about super cozy pajamas designed for ultimate relaxation, exclusively from Pajamagram.com? The trusted PJ experts who know exactly what moms want. With timeless looks, playful patterns, and luxurious materials, Pajamagram.com is where you'll find the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Super soft PJs that'll leave her feeling cozy, comfy, and ready to unwind. Whether she's a dog lover, a coffee connoisseur, or anything in between, Pajamagram has the perfect PJs for your mom. And right now, Pajamagram.com is including free gift packaging with your order, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. Just go to Pajamagram.com and grab the perfect Mother's Day gift with free gift packaging now. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Mother's Day is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
In the Bible, the woman Eve is rarely celebrated as a hero, but Sarah Jakes Roberts has a whole new understanding of this complicated woman who tasted the forbidden fruit.
Like many people, I saw this idea of Eve, you knew better, how could you do this? And now we're all suffering because of that one mistake. And the more that I vilified her, the more I really felt challenged to see if there was anything that I could relate to in her story.
And indeed there was. Jakes Roberts is the daughter of megachurch pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes. She says Eve's story is about God's love redeeming our past mistakes. Today, she's a pastor and founder of a movement that empowers women. Her new book, Woman Evolve, brings victory to Eve's story and her own.
So many women feel like their hope, their promise, their potential ends from that moment where they ate from whatever their forbidden fruit was, and I felt like if I could rescue Eve, then maybe I could rescue other women who felt that way.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Yeah.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile and a look at the latest summer movie calendar, which starts now on May 28th. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
You have the sequel to A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski, starring Emily Blunt. I've seen it. It's a fantastic follow-up. Also, Cruella, starring Emma Stone. Bit of an origin story for how that 101 Dalmatians villain got her wicked start. That one also comes out on Memorial Day weekend.
There are a few big films set for June.
I swear, if it wasn't for me.
Peter, just leave my tomatoes alone. You have everything else.
You have Peter Rabbit 2, which will arrive in theaters on June 18th. Also on June 18th, In the Heights, which is a very highly anticipated musical adaptation. And then later in June, you have Fast and Furious 9, F9, it's called, and it'll be out June 25th everywhere. And maybe the biggest film of the summer season.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Why was President Biden the only world leader at the climate summit Zoom who was wearing a mask?
Because he is sending a message to the world that he is putting in place precautions and continuing to do that as leader of the United States. And I don't know what setups they all had in their countries that may warrant some more reporting or not, but obviously he had a pool there for portions. There were additional staff there, additional personnel, and that's the sort of model that we try to keep ourselves to here.
Unbelievable. He was sitting there wearing a mask with other vaccinated staffers. Are you kidding? A double mask at times? That, does he understand he's trying to set an example? It's a bad example. You don't need one there. Walking around with a mask does not show that you're a great example for America. Welcome back, everyone. I want you to hear, the mask thing has got to stop. The outdoor is going to be announced, I think, today. Don't wear an outdoor mask, especially if you're vaccinated. But we knew this a long time ago. Britt Hume weighed in last night, cut 25.
I guess they're about to relax this guidance on masks outdoors, but that seems wildly overdue. I mean, a lot of things that we thought we knew about this infection have changed over the course of the past year, but a few things have not. And one of them is the notion that this disease does not spread well in the open air, that it is too quickly dispersed in outdoor settings. We've known that for a year or more. So why they're now getting around to saying you don't need a mask outdoors seems to me to be something that they could have said a long time ago, and an awful lot of human activities, sports activities, and outdoor play by children who are also not particularly vulnerable to this disease. This all could have been done a long time ago.
It is, and Britt Hume is somebody out there, you know, a senior who's gotten vaccinated, is sitting there like, let me have my life back. I'm at the same risk as you. Set a good example. Take the mask off tonight, tomorrow night, at the joint session of Congress. Instead, Marco Rubio told me today it's very hard to get tickets. Do you believe that? The guy's a sitting senator. You want to talk about idiocy and illogical approach to the pandemic a year later and why we give no credence to government officials? Listen to the new HHS Secretary, Xavier Becerra. We all knew he was out of his depth, but listen to him try to twist around logic and science and tell us why we should be wearing a mask? Cut 21.
If you're vaccinated, do you have to wear a mask outside or you don't have to wear a mask outside?
Well, we weren't born with masks, but we want to be safe and we want to protect our loved ones. And so that's why we wear masks, right? We put on our seatbelt. We don't expect that we're going to crash our car, but we want to be safe. That's what we're just trying to do, is make sure everyone is safe. We want to get back to a normal lifestyle. We want to get our economy going, people back at work, restaurants open. You got to do that the right way. And masks help. Vaccinations, important. Masks help. And so even though I'm vaccinated, I still wear a mask.
Exactly. So why do we have to do that if we're vaccinated? That's why I'm so confused. Because I keep hearing you don't have to wear it, but still you could still pass it, or you could still pass it along even though you've been vaccinated. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah, the vaccine's done a really good job of making sure you'll not only be safe and healthy, but that you won't infect others. But still, you never know. And what you're trying to do is encourage others.
I cannot explain to you how incensed I am by that ridiculous statement. If you really want to be safe, don't go out anywhere. The University of Chicago says that's dangerous for you to get fat and lazy. So you get vaccinated, you can't transfer the virus, but wear a mask because you like other people? Dumb. They think we're idiots. And notice he didn't mention school, kids back in school. Why? Because he's from California, where kids can't go back to school because of the crazy teachers union. Al, listen on KDWN in Las Vegas. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I wanted to say all of these people that have been getting shot and killed have one thing in common. They're resisting arrest. If you look up on the Internet, two of the ways you can then invoke violence from a police officer is if you threaten their life and if you start resisting arrest as running or whatever you're doing. Like
right.
The girl that was going to stab the other girl, she got shot. So you're taking your life in your hands if you're resisting arrest. You're provoking violence, and unfortunately, sometimes they're going to overreach, but it's going to be a gray area. You're going to have to go to court. You may not live to see that you were violated. And that's just don't resist arrest.
That would certainly help. That would be respect towards police. Ken, North Carolina. Ken.
Don't resist arrest. My thing is to hear men speak like he just spoke.
Yep.
He haven't lived a life that you have been stopped for no reason. You can tell by what he said. He haven't been stopped. Continue.
Well, Ken, would you, if you got stopped for no reason, would you get out of your car and run? What would you do?
I've been stopped over 30 times in a year's time just because I drove a new car.
I know, that's one thing. But what does that have to do with resisting arrest?
No, I wouldn't get out and run. Because I know I wasn't doing nothing wrong.
Right.
But principle, if you keep poking me in my side, guess what? I'm going to get tired of you poking me in my side.
I hear you, Ken. If that's happening, that would get under my skin, too. John Taffer's next.
To Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Help. You hear it quite often. If you're indoors and want to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus, keep yourself socially distanced from others by at least 6 feet. But a recent study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology found that being 6 feet apart doesn't protect you any more than if two people were 60 feet apart indoors. They looked at a bunch of different factors like air filtration, circulation, the amount of time spent indoors, immunizations, and variant streams. The study suggests opening windows or installing installing fans to keep air moving is just as effective as installing expensive filtration systems. It was once thought that pathogen-laced droplets were propelled by coughing or sneezing, but newer research says simple airflow can spread them through a room. The findings are published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Science of the United States of America. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A World War II veteran who has dedicated the past two decades of his life knitting hats for those in need makes today's Dean's List. 96-year-old Tom Cornish says he sends them to shelters, hospitals, churches, and the homeless men and women he would see on the streets of Minnesota. For the last few years, he's been helping the Salvation Army, which has been in desperate need of volunteers through the course of the pandemic. Tom says over the last year alone, he's created 350 warm hats. Tom lives in the Twin Cities and has been volunteering since he was in high school. Knitting was something he picked up 24 years ago after one of his kids bought him a yarn and some loom. On a good day, Tom says he can create two hats. Each one takes about 4 hours to complete. His biggest motivation is giving back. Tom says he has no plans of slowing down anytime soon. He's going to do it until his last breath. Tom, you're an inspiration. Our hats off to you. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I never thought, you know, that I'd have to compete with the government. We need to move on. We have jobs available. We need to just, you know, stop what we have with the over-incentivizing. We need to get people into jobs. Otherwise, what's going to happen is there's going to be small businesses, perhaps like myself, that's just not going to be able to make it. And what am I going to do? I'm going to contribute to unemployment.
We're down about 25% as far as the pre-pandemic employees that we had. We'll hire someone and pretty much just say, do you have any friends that want a job at the time? Like, they're hired too. Like, can you start today? The server makes $28 an hour and the bar's in the high 40s. And we still can't find somebody to come fill these spots. So that's something that's very, very frustrating for us.
Two bar restaurant owners who joined me this morning on Fox and Friends, speaking up for a lot of people who cannot get workers back to work because of the extension of the unemployment benefits and the supplement. They're getting paid more not to work, not so much they're getting unemployment, but more than they get when they go to work. So they are not. 42% of all small businesses are understaffed. That one of those restaurant owners said, I cannot stay open 7 days a week. I have to do rotating I have to rotate how many days I can stay open because my staff is 35% understaffed. John Taffer joins us now. Everything I told you, he knows, he lives. That's what his show's about. That's what his industry's about. That's where his expertise in. He's host and executive producer of Bar Rescue, New York Times bestselling author, founder of Taffer's Mixologist, and host of the John Taffer podcast. John, when I wanted to play that for you because we talked about this last night. This is what you're finding in Las Vegas, right? And around the country?
Oh. It's unbelievable, Brian. You drive down the strip in Las Vegas and those huge, great signs that are normally promoting restaurants and entertainers say help wanted. It's unbelievable. Vegas, you know, we have thousands and thousands of employees that are needed to staff our hotels properly.
Why are they not there? Why are they not there, John?
Because of enhanced unemployment benefits. And think about this for a moment. The current administration said that by July 4th, they expected things to be fine for the summer. Remember that?
Yep.
Why did they then extend unemployment benefits to September? They're contradicting their own logics. So if we're being told that the summer we'll all be able to come back, we need our employees, Brian. Think about this. 14 months these restaurants have suffered. New York City 3 weeks ago went up 60% in 1 week when restrictions were lifted. Imagine this, Brian. Your customers are coming back. You have the opportunity to finally make a dollar or two, and now you can't get your employees to serve those customers. And there's a chance that you're not going to get those employees till the end of the summer. It's a nightmare.
So you've had Bar Rescue, which has been a stunningly successful series. It's now in season 8. The premiere episode is Sunday, May 2nd at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network. But this is a different Bar Rescue, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very different year. First of all, we shot the season in Las Vegas, Brian, and my logic was Las Vegas had a 35% unemployment ratio and got impacted by the pandemic more than any other city because we have a centric economy. We're based so much in hospitality here. So we chose to do all of our rescues here in Las Vegas, not operations on the strip in billion-dollar casinos. These are all local operations. And these operations serve the hospitality employees that serve all of the tourists that come to Vegas. Brian, the stories are heartbreaking. For example, one family lost their house 3 days before we got there. I put them all in hotels while we were there. When I arrived, four boys under 10 years old were sleeping on the floor above the restaurant.
Wow.
That's the depth that these shutdowns and this pandemic has affected people. In the past, Bar Rescue was about saving businesses.
Yeah.
This season, it's about saving families, saving lives, saving people's existences. It's unbelievable the depth of suffering, Brian. I was surprised by it.
Wow.
Even after being so close to it all.
And you were coming on with us when the pandemic hit almost a year ago, taped kind of regularly on TV and radio, because you were saying, you know, this is going to be different. I mean, this is brand. You can't blame bad management. This is a virus that's forcing, that hit arguably the hospitality industry, hotels and restaurants, casinos, worse than, let alone sports, worse than anything else. And when you went back, you must have been thinking all along, how do I approach this season? Can we hear a little bit what you sent us of what we can expect this year?
Sure.
Yeah.
See, you guys are thinking that things are great because you leave with money in your pocket, but your actions behind the bar are causing his failure. This past year, overpours, taking care of friends, maybe keeping a tip or two and applying it towards a sale, that $165,000 cost him his home. His home. Is that fair?
Wow. And is that basically, what could you tell us about that that restaurant?
Well, that was a perfect example. He was open to 25% capacity. He had a chance of making money. And candidly, the staff, because they're struggling to survive, Brian, are doing things that they, you know, are lacking integrity on their end, to say it nicely. And everybody's trying to survive. Meanwhile, they're going home with money, the bartenders, and the owner isn't. And he lost his house over it. And it's a very difficult situation because so many people are desperate for income right now in this environment. But, Brian, what really is the struggle for this is now we see the curfew in New York still impacting with 11 o'clock closures, which makes no sense.
I think we're up
whatsoever.
To 12
Isn't
now.
Isn't it interesting?
We're up to 12.
But still, so I can have my restaurant full at 11, but I can't have it full at 12. It makes no sense whatsoever. So the illogic and the inconsistency is what's hurt us so much. We don't know what's going to happen next month.
And see, for the first time, we see light at the end of the tunnel, Brian. I mean, New York City, as I mentioned, went up 60% in 1 week, 3 weeks ago. We're seeing huge increases. The Las Vegas Strip, Brian, you'll be impressed. It's pretty busy. The protocols are safe. People feel safe when they come to the facilities. The restaurants are safe. The casinos are safe. When you go to Las Vegas and drive down the Strip, it's all California license plates.
Wow.
So everybody is leaving California.
Yep.
They're coming here to Nevada. But I have one other interesting thing to mention to you that I think you'll find interesting. I have a crew of 57 for Bar Rescue to travel with me. And most of them are from Southern California. My crew's based in L.A. So they all came here to Nevada. We have serious COVID protocols in production. We have 3 COVID officers on set and all sorts of COVID protocols. And none of them could get vaccinated while they were in California. But they've been here with me for 8 weeks shooting in Vegas. All of them got vaccinated here in Nevada. So these are California residents that qualified to be vaccinated in Nevada, but didn't qualify to be vaccinated in California.
Just
so my crew is pretty much all vaccinated because Nevada was able to do it.
Yeah, because they're terribly run. That's why they're recalling the governor for about 9 months now. It's been evident to the entire world how overmatched he is and how bureaucratic that state is. Why? That's why people are leaving that state that offers so much. Here's another cut from another bar on Bar Rescue this season, which begins May 2nd. Cut 42.
So I want you to understand, he lost his house. He's borrowing money to survive, thinking it's the pandemic. But it's not. It's you guys. Had you done this right and be responsible in the alcohol, the money transactions, he wouldn't be having this problem right now. And when I talk to him, and he talks about so proudly how he kept you guys working and how you mean so much to him and how he fought for you and you're his best friend. And you f***ed him.
Wow. And what was there?
I mean,
that is heavy. And was it because of the cameras picked this up? Was it because you had observers there?
Well, I bring my cameras in a couple of days earlier, so we watch ahead of time. But I also bring in something called Partender, where I bring this in and we do a complete inventory. And then we let them run for 3 or 4 days on their own, and then we take inventory again. So we know exactly what was taken and where, and we compare it against the cash register. So I do a bit of an audit, if you will, before I get there, Brian. So I know the numbers better than they do, and I catch them.
Wow, and is this the same? Is that the same episode?
No, that's a different episode.
Wow.
Actually, you know what's interesting about this season, Brian, is everybody's so quick to say pandemic, pandemic, pandemic. But you know, I have a lot of friends in the restaurant industry that did pretty well this year. They were very nimble. They moved to family style meals. They moved to delivery really quickly. They did a lot of things to try to establish themselves. They did things like Gold Belly and shipping and all sorts of things. And then you look at some of these operations that went down in the pandemic. But you know, they didn't save money when they could have. They didn't remodel when they could have. So I don't allow everyone to blame the pandemic 100% on this.
Sure, it's
80% responsible. But in some cases, these businesses could have adapted better or had better resources or run themselves better beforehand. So I don't allow them to put all the blame on the pandemic, Brian. There are certain things they're still responsible for. And I have to call them out on that. I'm there to help them.
So it's interesting, too, because, you know, we're watching plexiglass at bars, watching plexiglass between some type of divider between booths. Do you like some of this stuff to stay? Do you expect some of this stuff to stick around? Is some of this stuff better in the long run for restaurants, the cleanliness they were forced to go through, the type of antiseptic behavior they were forced to adapt to?
You know, it's interesting. I was doing a bit of a research and a little study for myself on what would remain post-pandemic. And certainly face masks in kitchen are something that's going to remain.
Really?
Because it makes sense. They're cheap enough to – I believe so. Because in kitchen and food production, we still have flus and viruses and colds and things like that to consider. It's a simple procedure. I think it's going to remain face masks in kitchens, back-of-the-house kitchens. Also, certainly curbside delivery is something, whether it's a hardware store or supermarket or a restaurant, people love the convenience of curbside delivery. So we're seeing now businesses being modified. New retail stores are being built with curbside delivery pickup areas. And all of the physical changes are being made to make curbside delivery a permanent part of our economy across all all business types. But that's the consumer saying that I like this convenience. I want it to continue. Other things that we're going to see continuing certainly are hand washing procedures. People are certainly going to be more sensitive about that. I think we're going to see hand sanitizing dispensers remain in restaurants for a very, very long time, certainly around restrooms and things like that. So I think a lot of these types of conveniences and, you know, reasonable safety practices are going to remain post-pandemic.
Yeah,
I'm supportive of some of them. You know, I'm a nutcase on cleanliness. So I'm supportive of a great many of them remaining.
But it will definitely help when you can start bringing your tables back, right, and maximizing your space.
Absolutely. Once we get to 100% capacity, Brian, which will be this summer, I see a boomtown. I see a roaring 20s. Think about this for a second. If we lost about 38% of our restaurants nationally, some in some areas more, other areas less, and we hit boomtown this summer and people really come out, well, we're going to have an active marketplace with 38% less capacity. So wouldn't it stand to reason that those restaurants that survive could have one heck of a summer if we can get employees?
What bothers me most is these terrible policies for business are going to get reinforced because we're just allowed to go leave the sideline. And what's happened is these unfriendly taxes that are hurting the people that work the hardest and de-incentivizing people to work at all are going to be, whoa, look at the economy, look at these numbers, just because we're now back on the tracks.
Well, this is the chance for government to get out of the way, isn't it? Really, Brian? Is
it
a chance to let the marketplace come back? Certainly people are ready to do so. We have good confidence numbers, right? The sales numbers are going up. Every retailer and restaurant is reporting increased sales. So this is the time for government to step out of the way. The Restaurant Recovery Act was good, Brian. It gave us dollars to pay debt, pay back old mortgages, do the things we needed to do. Now's the time for government to get out of the way. Let us take our masks off outside. Let us fill our restaurants and let America be responsible for itself like we should be.
Last cut, just a little bit more of this season. By the way, you're going to pass the 200th episode. Sometime will air in June, which is what an accomplishment as you get set to premiere season 8 of Bar Rescue. Cut 43.
This pandemic, you have busted your ass to keep them working, haven't you?
I have.
And you realize there are times that they're and I just want to be straight with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes as an owner, you treat them like family. But they're not. There is something that should greatly concern you about the way your bartending staff is functioning back there. And I'm being straight with you. The numbers are what they are. If they love you like you think, and you stepped up for them, now's the time for them to step up for you.
Do they?
They do. They do, yeah. You know, it's interesting. If there's anything I've learned this year during the pandemic, if I can be sort of philosophical for a second, we've all learned this year how much we need each other, Brian. We need to support businesses in our community. It's up to us to do so. We really need to protect each other from a health standpoint. You know, we've really learned how much we need each other. Employees need employers more than ever. Employers need employees more than ever. We need customers more than ever. Everybody should have a greater level of appreciation for the fact that we need each other now. And I'm finding that when you present that formula or that premise to employees and owners, they're buying in, Brian. They get it. They really need their employees now. Their employees have suffered. This is the time to step up and be good to them and provide them with security and make them feel good again and vice versa. So this is an interesting time for all of us now to understand how much we need each other to pull this back together again.
And show some integrity and get back to work and help people out. I know the $300 is tempting, but we really need you in the workforce. And people aren't going to forget that you came back because soon those jobs will not be available. John Taffer, Season 8 of Bar Rescue begins Sunday, May 2nd at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network. Watch the entire year. It's one of the few real reality shows you'll see. Nothing fake about this. John, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you, Brian. Be well.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Back with your phone calls and find out if there's indeed more to know.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Go Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Go Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Love died young, and there's no resuscitation. Love died young.
Things don't always fall into place like you think they might, and sometimes that's a good thing, according to the Foo Fighters. In a recent interview with Guitar World, frontman Dave Grohl talked about how the closing track on their latest album, Medicine at Midnight, started out as a joke among the band members before they realized it was a worthwhile song. Grohl says Love Dies Young started out as kind of a strummy sort of song they'd done a million times and was unlikely to appear on an album that was all about doing things differently, until drummer Taylor Hawkins asked, what drum beat should we do? Then Grohl said, what about an ABBA side hi-hat disco thing? Next thing they knew, they were adding all kinds of non-Foo Fighter sounding riffs, almost like a joke, but then listened back and thought, that actually sounds pretty good. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
House Call for Health. It's World Immunization Week. The World Health Organization celebrates this in the last week of April. The focus? To promote vaccines to protect people of all ages against disease, because the WHO says they save lives every year and are one of the world's most successful health interventions. This year's theme is Vaccines Bring Us Closer. They want to increase trust and confidence in vaccines, as well as increase investment in them to help remove barriers to access. This year, there's obviously a huge push to protect people from COVID with new vaccines, but the WHO says it's important that routine vaccinations aren't missed for children during the pandemic, leaving them at risk for diseases like measles and polio. And they're also worried about rapidly circulating misinformation about vaccines that adds to that threat. Nearly 20 million kids globally aren't getting the vaccines they need. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Now, did everybody... Let me rephrase that. Did anybody watch the Academy Awards last night?
Nobody. I guess about 10 million people. It makes me wonder if I need to know more.
More to Know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
All right, so nobody watched the Oscars. It was intentionally bad. There was no music. They could drone on as long as they want with their acceptance speech. The movies we didn't watch, they were all depressing, unbelievably bad. I don't want to talk about the Oscars, but I want to talk about this next. LeVar Burton says he'd like to become a full-time Jeopardy host. And guess what? Cancel culture? Pretty cool. Cut 45.
In terms of cancel culture, I think it's misnamed. That's a misnomer. I think we have a consequence culture, and that consequences are finally encompassing everybody in the society, whereas they haven't been ever in this country. So I think that there are good signs that are happening in the culture right now, and I think it has everything to do with a new awareness on people who were simply unaware of the real nature of life in this country for people who have been othered since this nation began.
I don't know what that means.
It's sort of, you know, either
just, just to screw apologize. Everybody, you make one mistake,
you
cancel.
We're now all more, you know, aware.
Next, Simon & Schuster employees call for Mike Pence's book to be canceled. They're not stopping. They submitted they don't want any Trump administration officials getting book deals. 216 internal signatures. What would you do if you're CEO of Simon & Schuster? I'd say look for another job.
Well, I just say ignore your employees. Don't cave to them.
Dude, you better not cave to them. They're going to decide who gets a book deal, please. Next, Dana White probably won't play the cut, but he said on Hannity last night that sports should be free of politics for the enjoyment of the fans and athletes alike. White says that most people are regular fans of professional sports, aren't fans because of the politics. True. Dana White deserves credit. The first sport back and the first sport outside the Texas Rangers to say pack out an indoor place and it's okay. It happened in Jacksonville, Florida, and the event was electric.
Was it a super spreader event?
We'll find out.
Hey, guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and this year you need to make it extra special. Because Mom deserves more than just breakfast in bed. So how about super cozy pajamas designed for ultimate relaxation, exclusively from Pajamagram.com? The trusted PJ experts who know exactly what moms want. With timeless looks, playful patterns, and luxurious materials, Pajamagram.com is where you'll find the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Super soft PJs that'll leave her feeling cozy, comfy, and ready to unwind. Whether she's a dog lover, a coffee connoisseur, or anything in between, Pajamagram has the perfect PJs for your mom. And right now, Pajamagram.com is including free gift packaging with your order, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. Just go to Pajamagram.com and grab the perfect Mother's Day gift with free gift packaging now. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Mother's Day is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A conservative senator says President Biden exposed the far-left agenda during his recent message to a joint session of Congress.
These are massive spending increases. Of course, the higher taxes, doubling cap gains rates, more gun control.
Montana Republican Steve Daines tells the Salem Radio Network he was shocked at the proposals that the president laid out.
This is making Barack Obama sound like Ronald Reagan when you think about comparisons. It just was absolutely stunning. But I'll give him credit. They're not trying to hide their socialist radical agenda anymore.
Dean says the $6 trillion in new spending would lead to massive inflation. Two men suffered non-life-threatening injuries at a shooting at a shopping mall near Seattle Saturday afternoon. Tukwila police said the shooting at the Westfield Southwest Mall, Southwest Center Mall, appeared to be an isolated incident between potentially known individuals, although there was no immediate word of any arrests. and a shooting at a casino in Green Bay, Wisconsin Saturday night. Several people injured. The Attorney General's office says, though, in a statement that the scene was contained and there was no threat to the community. A major theme park has reopened its doors in the Golden State.
Disneyland has reopened after a 13-month closure. Iconic theme park in Southern Cal was closed under the state's strict virus rules, but swung open the gates Friday, and visitors became very happy to be there. Capacity, though, is limited, and for the time being, only in-state visitors are being allowed.
Jason Walker reports industry experts say the reopening could encourage more Californians to travel as the state sees life spring back after a deadly winter virus surge. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A pesticide linked to brain damage in children could be banned.
A federal appeals court has ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to quickly make that determination. The court says the EPA had delayed acting on the widely used bug killer chlorpyrifos for nearly 14 years. The EPA has been ordered to act within 60 days. The EPA rejected a legal challenge in 2019, saying environmental groups had failed to prove that a ban was warranted. A spokesman says the EPA is reviewing the court decision. John Scott reporting.
Officials in the nation's capital are questioning the results of the 2020 census, which show a large increase in the population of Washington, D.C., but not as high as had been expected. The results show a 14.6% growth since 2010, the seventh highest growth rate in the country. Check out the breaking news, read the best analysis at townhall.com. The National Park Service is looking for volunteers to assist in killing hundreds of bison on the north rim of Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park.
The Park Service has posted a webpage seeking individuals skilled in bison removal. The agency said reducing the herd will protect the park ecosystem. 25 applicants will be selected from the pool, 12 of whom will be chosen using a random lottery system. Park Service employees are prohibited from volunteering. The NPS looks to reduce the herd by about two-thirds, down from 600 to 200 bison. Patrick Frost reporting.
A strike at a Volvo plant in Virginia is over. Workers are expected back on the job Monday morning after a tentative deal was reached between the union and the automaker. Volvo Trucks North America says the five-year contract covers 2,900 workers at the plant in Dublin, Virginia. No details were released. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author and her editor, cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter.
If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Preview the big speech tonight by the President of the United States. You probably can't go more than an hour, so we could be in and out. That's why it's starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Dr. Marty Makary is standing by. He's going to be joining us, too. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's so frustrating to me as an attorney general, and Vice President Harris was an attorney general at one point. She has to understand the impact of her inaction and what's happening here on the border.
She does, and she doesn't care. That's the AG of Arizona. The cost of ignoring the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris supervised catastrophe at our border and how we must do everything to make sure it's not ignored and is ultimately the Democratic undoing.
Number two.
If you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask, even if you're outside.
New rules. As the pandemic wanes, the CDC is showing us they are thoroughly politicized, and their guidelines we already outdated. They're contradictory in many ways, and in some ways insulting. Someone is desperate for us not to get back to our lives, in my opinion.
Number one.
This is going to be the weirdest congressional speech by a president in American history. It's going to be a virtually empty room. I think it tells you a lot about this administration.
Newt Gingrich can't believe it, and he's seen it all. 101 days in of the first joint session of Congress tonight. What we expect to hear, and the state, as I see, of our union. So here is President Joe Biden yesterday with a big announcement. His big announcement that 14 states have beat him to with lifting of a mask mandate. But here it is. Pretend to be surprised. Cut eight.
And because of the extraordinary progress we've made in fighting this virus, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. And if you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask.
I don't know.
Even if you're outside.
Right. Even if you want to study Jacksonville, where the UFC fight was, maybe you'll have an idea of if that is in fact true. Because these events don't seem to be super spreaders. Spring break in Miami wasn't a super spreader. Arlington, Texas, where the Rangers played in a sold-out crowd, that wasn't a super spreader. And believe me, I saw the audience. They were not wearing masks for the most part. Dr. Marty Makary is here, Fox News contributor, surgeon, and professor of health policy at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Dr. Makary, welcome back. What surprised you about yesterday's big reveal?
Well, it was a nothing. I mean, all they did was have a carve out. If you've been fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside in a small gathering. I mean, tell me something I don't already know. I mean, that's basically saying you have to keep wearing a mask if you're riding a bike, if you're vaccinated, if you're doing all these things outdoors. I would have appreciated it if he would have said, due to the tremendous progress we've made against coronavirus, we are lifting the state of emergency. I mean, are we really in a state of emergency right now when we have 50,000 cases a day and seasonal flu has 400,000 cases a day during a mild flu season in the middle of that season? Is San Francisco in a state of emergency? They had 20 COVID cases yesterday, most asymptomatic. I mean, is that a real public health threat? And if so, we're going to be in this perpetually, because infections linger in all areas of society.
It's the weirdest thing because, for example, when you're in government, if you're in a recession and signs are you coming out of the recession, politicians grab it and say, look, we're recovering. We want to be in recovery. We've got to change the mindset of the American people. It's not going down. It's coming up. Even if all indicators aren't there, we want to lift everyone up. What's different about this?
That's right. Look, if they're so puzzled about vaccine hesitancy and, you know, how do we get through to people? It's so obvious. Give people a reward. Give them hope. give them something to look forward to after getting your vaccinations. And, you know, it's much more than being outdoor at a small gathering. You can take off your mask. I mean, that's not giving people something to look forward to. If they're serious about addressing vaccine hesitancy, in all seriousness, Brian, give people a reward. Stop shaming those who refuse to get the vaccine. Respect their decision. Some have good reasons. They've got natural immunity. Switch to walk-in vaccinations. Not everyone's going to schedule an appointment. That's a barrier. And stop talking about boosters. You know, there's no evidence we're going to need a booster. So telling someone, hey, you're going to need a vaccine every 6 months or every month when you show up to work, that's not helping right now either.
So I thought Trey Gowdy, who's an extremely intelligent guy, but a legal guy, not a medical guy, had some great everyman questions. Maybe you could help him. Cut 18.
I'm still at a loss as to whether or not fully vaccinated people can transmit the disease. If they can, then why are you giving us this guidance today? And if they can't, then what took you so long? I think most Americans, Brett, want to do the right thing. But when you have this unholy marriage between politics and science, I mean, they've given up on trying to figure it out.
So he wanted to know, if you're fully vaccinated, can you transmit the disease?
Well, I think the bigger question is, if our public officials know the data, are they going to tell it to you? Because the data are overwhelming. There were 8 cases of people testing positive after thousands of people were fully vaccinated, actually not even fully vaccinated, after 4 weeks before 6 weeks in Israel. Now, out of thousands, of 8 people had a positive swab but no symptoms. And that's what they – are they transmitting it to someone? No, they're not. So the risk is somewhere between 1 in a million and zero. And so at some point, are we going to share this data with the public? You don't transmit the infection after you've been fully vaccinated.
Dr. McCarry with us now. He's going to hop on Fox Business soon, so I want to get to as many questions as possible, as quick as possible. This is with the CDC. Now, the answer to this I thought was settled science, and I'm putting my air quotes together. Here's the CDC director 2 weeks ago.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Okay. Case closed, I thought. A couple of days later, they say, well, she's getting a little ahead of herself. Really? It sounds like she had 2 different aspects to show that you can't carry the virus, which means I'm vaccinated. I'm not going to look down on you, but I'm probably going to go to the Knick game to with no problem, without being checked, with a crowd of maybe 10,000. And maybe I'm going to go to that UFC event without a fear and without mask. Was she lying then? And was the walk back, or was the walk back real afterwards?
Well, I feel a little bad for her, Brian, because she's a good doctor, but everything she says, the White House has to approve or edit or write her speech for her. So she's reading scripts all the time, if you notice. And so every now and then she speaks her mind a little bit and she gets smacked down probably from the White House. But the data are clear right now. If you've got the vaccine and you're a good month or 6 weeks out from your first dose or 2 weeks from your J&J, you're bulletproof against severe illness. You're not going to transmit it. How about changing the language, CDC, from you can do something to you should go to a Knicks game. You should get out there. You should be outdoors. You should live a normal life after vaccination.
So we're looking at some numbers. 43% got one shot. 30% are fully vaccinated. 2.7 million a day, down from over 3 million a day. Are you sensing that the people that definitely wanted it got it? And is that number going to decrease? What number percentage of the population would make Dr. McCarry feel confident we have herd immunity?
Well, I think if you look at Israel and the UK, 2.5 weeks after 50% of the adult population gets vaccinated, you start seeing significant suppression. I mean, both countries have had days with 0 or 4 deaths, 0 in Israel, 4 in the UK. We hit that last weekend, so give it another week or so, and we're going to be at significant suppression. The idea that, oh, we were at 4 million a day, and now we've dropped. Well, guess what? There are fewer people left in the country. Half of those who are not vaccinated have natural immunity from exposure or prior infection, something that the current public officials are still dismissing, and they're sitting there puzzled how we're going to possibly get to 85% when young kids don't even have a vaccine available. They've got to stop the insanity and recognize herd immunity is not only already kicked in,
It's not binary. It's not a finish line, but it's significantly slowing things down. That's why Michigan's down 30% in the last 2 weeks. That's why we're seeing significant suppression, and that's why the, you know, what I said, that we're going to have herd immunity in April, is going to be true for probably every state in the country except for the five states with outbreaks, which those are down too right now.
Dr. McCarry, it's amazing the way we run from good news. We run from good news, and we go right to the bad news always. Dr. Marty McCarry, thanks so much. Good luck with Stuart Varney. He's a handful.
Great to be with you, Brian.
Yes. You're going to see him on FBN in just a matter of moments. When we come back, I'm going to give you a chance to talk, 1-866-408-766. I'm going to go through the CDC guidelines, too. Then Karl Rove's going to be joining us and make heads or tails of what's going to be happening tonight. I do want to go over some stats with you just before I go, because I also want to know if you want to talk about immigration. I really feel as though I haven't touched that yet today. For people who are talking about a border crisis and think, well, have a big heart, let everybody in, they're now calling it, they're playing with us now, irregular migration. Irregular migration. They are giving the Triangle countries $310 million of our money in humanitarian aid, not demanding any border control. Do you believe this? So we're rewarding their lack of security in their country. Not demanding or putting any strings attached, just writing checks with our money. Can you imagine if it was Joe Biden's money or Hunter's money that he got from China or the Ukraine or Kazakhstan? But I digress. The cost of the border crisis, hundreds of millions to pay nonprofits to run these facilities. Contracts include $86 million for hotel rooms to temporarily house the surge of migrants. Can you imagine that? We're getting these people and putting them in hotels. I'm just wondering if they get room service. For $86 million, they better. $19.2 million to operate the Border Patrol Donna processing facility. You see what there are? People living foot to head, many positive of the pandemic, costs us $20 million. $16 million to operate the facility overall. Millions in transportation costs to move migrants between federal facilities and the NGOs, which we also pay for. Millions for alternatives to detention programs, because we don't want to arrest anybody anymore, and the ICE is not empowered to do anything. $60 million per week to provide services to unaccompanied minors. Doesn't count for the welfare we're giving the sponsor families because they're taking in illegal immigrants. This is a cost. It's not a matter of having a big heart. It's having an empty head. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
John. Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A California couple who adopted 7 kids to keep them all together makes today's Dean's List. Back in January of 2019, Pam Willis says she was scrolling through Facebook when she saw a post that said, 7 siblings in need of a forever home, and it hit her like a ton of bricks. It was a tragic story. The children's mom and dad died in a car accident, and they had to be placed in foster care. Pam showed her husband Gary the post, and by day's end, it was decided they wanted to adopt them all. Pam says she knew deep inside that this was a mission being placed for them. She says, if not us, then who? Who would keep them together? Who would have space for them? Who would have the time, the love, and the patience? The answer was clear. They would. 2 months after making contact with the foster care agency, Adelino, Ruby, Alicia, Anthony, Aubriella, Leo, and Xander were placed with Pam and Gary. Willis family, you stole our hearts. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Louis Tan and Macaud Brooks of Mortal Kombat in theaters and HBO Max.
I can imagine when you sign on, it feels like you're signing on to more than just a movie, considering the scope of this franchise. So, Louis, I'm going to start with you. What did you enjoy most about then bringing a new character to it all?
I recognized when I first signed on, it was also something that, you know, made me feel cautious about taking the project because you want to make sure that it's done right, you know?
And I saw you both played the game, obviously. So, Macaud, what did that add to your movie-making experience, being a fan of it as well?
It's quite an honor, but also, like, it was a dream come true in the fact that, like, my 14-year-old or 13-year-old self, like, wow, like, you know, I'm Jax. This is crazy. And here I am fighting Sub-Zero. This is crazy. I used to dress up like Scorpion for Halloween, like, 5 years in a row, like, to the point of where it was a joke. People were like, let me guess, you're going to be Scorpion, right?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You chose to wear a mask as you walked out here. What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
By watching me take it off and not put it back on until I get inside.
Unbelievable. You have to send a message. You're about to go out there, the President of the United States, and tell a sparse group of reporters that it's okay, vaccinated, to go outside alone without a mask, as if that's big news to the 14 states that have zero mask mandate, like Texas and Florida, and I believe Nebraska's getting there too. And I also saw a big come down with Massachusetts, of all places. They're changing their mask policy. They're not waiting for the President of the United States. So he takes that off. People are realizing now that what the administration is doing, being cautious, is being stupid, foolhardy, and contradicting their message. In fact, it's even brought up on other channels. Listen to Anderson Cooper's reaction. If he doesn't have a reaction, just know he has a befuddled look on his face. When this doctor who he's interviewing, which he, of course he thought was going to praise Joe Biden, said this.
I understand that the Biden team wants to be cautious, but caution comes at a price. And that price is that people are saying, well, what's the point of getting vaccinated if not that much changes for me? I think what the Biden administration has been doing is to say, here's what we as a society should do. As in, once we reach a certain level of vaccination in the society, once the infection level decreases, we'll lift restrictions for everyone. But I think they're discounting that many Americans want to know what's in it for me. They don't want to wait until everyone gets to some elusive herd immunity. I think it'll be a lot more effective if we say, once you are fully vaccinated, that's the end of the road for you.
Thank you. On CNN, how did that leak out? Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Monday, Democrat, cleared groups of fewer than 1,000 to gather outside without masks. Didn't say vaccinated. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker on Tuesday said his state's rule requiring masks outdoors would expire Friday, except in certain situations. It erased mask mandates. Texas already done it as well. So later on that night, on another network, okay, the same network, a familiar last name, Chris Cuomo.
I understand you when it comes to people who aren't vaccinated, because that all you have is prophylaxis of masks and distancing. I'm talking about the vaccinated. By your own numbers, 10% of cases happen outdoors. It's 18.7 times higher odds of transmission indoors. Combine that with your own data, 87 million fully vaccinated, just over 7,000 breakthrough investigations. It's like 0.005%. You know, the research was that you take the vaccine because it gives you immunity. Then why not treat it that way and let the vaccinated live their lives?
That was to Andy Slavitt, the so-called pandemic czar, playing the role that Vice President Biden played for Donald Trump. I've never seen anything like it. I'll go back to my original analogy with Dr. Bakari. You know, when you're in a recession, you can't wait to get out. You can't wait to get out. I don't care what the president is. I want to get out. And you think to yourself, well, is that, are we really growing that much? Is unemployment going down that much? Are they trying to cheerlead our way out of it? The answer is yes. Yeah, you're not quite there yet, but the president wants you thinking like you're there. So you go shopping. So you have a bounce in your step. So you think optimistically. So instead of doing that, they're trying to keep us scared. They're trying to keep us out of gyms. They're trying to keep us our weddings on hold. They're trying to keep graduations and proms on ice. And it's inexcusable, despicable, and I despise the attitude. And it's unforgivable, too, because it is going to take the masses to rise up and say, I am ignoring you, Mr. President. I am ignoring you, CDC director, and I am not going to listen anymore, because what you're saying is way too cautious. I'm willing to take the risk. But what they're doing is they're going to business owners, closing them down with these Stalin-like crackdowns in major cities. So it's not worth the risk. That's what we're seeing. And I think we're going to see it in the numbers when you artificially hold things back. I think Tucker Carlson put that brilliantly. When we come back, I want to preview with Karl Rove what we're going to hear tonight from the President of the United States as it comes at 9 o'clock, roughly Eastern time. 8:55 will go up. He's only not going to have 1,000 people there, not going to have the 535 congressional leaders there, about 200 total there. Many Republicans saying too many restrictions. We don't want to do it. But I thought Tucker Carlson did it, put it perfectly. When he talked about the mixed messages sarcastically from the White House, cut 15.
If you want to live in this country, you will need a vaccination. If you're the right skin color, the government will celebrate when you get that vaccination. But either way, you must get it. The vaccine works perfectly. Do not question that. Now, once you do get the vaccine, you must continue to live as if you didn't get the vaccine for the protection of people who chose not to get the vaccine. And if that bothers you, if you have any questions about why we're doing it this way, then you are a bad person and we must hurt you. So get ready to be unemployed, if not in prison, for reckless endangerment. That's a felony.
He's kidding, but he's actually resting in fact on everything he said. When we come back, Karl Rove, former Deputy Chief of Staff, a Senior Advisor to President George W. Bush. Republicans' way forward from tonight.
Presents podcasts. Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, the wisdom of 16 women and their lessons for today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Monday morning, April 19th, during Supreme Court oral arguments, the oldest justice on the bench, 82-year-old Stephen Breyer, was business as usual.
If they are non-immigrants and they are here lawfully, they are here.
Breyer is one of the three remaining liberal voices on the Supreme Court, and despite that dwindling minority, New York Democrat Congressman Mondaire Jones says it's time to go.
There is no question that Justice Breyer, for whom I have great respect, should retire at the end of this term. I mean, my goodness, have we not learned our lesson?
Jones wants President Biden to make his mark on the court while he still can. It's possible none of the justices will leave during the president's term. With the current Senate evenly split, if Republicans should take over, Democrats' dreams of a progressive justice die. Justices typically retire in the summer, but there's no indication Breyer plans to do so this year. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think the Republican Party will win on policy. We need good candidates like Herschel Walker, who's created a job, knows how to talk to the people in Georgia. Let's put our best team on the field, get behind President Trump with an agenda just like you described, and take this fight to every state in the nation to save America while we still can. I think it's going to be a blowout year for Republicans. If this election is about policy, we're going to win.
That was Senator Lindsey Graham. Obviously, I've never heard him so exasperated so consistently. It was the same way on Sunday. When Joe Biden came into office, I had no idea. I knew he wanted a stimulus plan. I didn't know he was going to get it on pure party lines at $1.9 trillion after already getting $900 billion. I did not know he was going to offer a $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan that only had about a third of which, at best, has infrastructure. The rest is human infrastructure, which is not a word or a phrase. He just wants money. And now he's going to unveil tonight details of a $1.8 trillion family bill that will include free pre-K, will include lower health care costs across the country. What does that look like? A special tax plan that will continue to soak those horrible rich people. And he's going to give free junior college, increasing Pell Grants. Douglas Holt Eakin says this will restructure the role of government in America. Is that an overstatement? Karl Rove joins us now, best-selling author, former Bush key staffer. Karl, welcome back. Is that an overstatement?
No, it's pretty on target. Think about this. In fiscal year 2019, the entire size of the federal budget was $4.4 trillion. That's wow. Medicare, Social Security, defense, you name it. In the first 100 days of the Biden administration, he has proposed new additional spending of $6 trillion. That's above and beyond the baseline of the budget. You're right, $1.8 trillion. And did you see what's in built into the $1.8 trillion? A huge increase for money for Obamacare. Why? Because Obamacare's promise that it was going to provide low-cost health care coverage access for tens of millions of Americans turned out to be completely phony, like the rest of the stuff we were told. The only way the program can stay alive is to give it a huge amount of money that I think is bigger than it spent in its initial 3 or 4 years of service. I mean, it's incredible what this guy is doing. He ran as a moderate. He was going to be, you know, restore normalcy. There was no hint of gigantic new spending programs. There was no hint of gigantic increase in the debt. There was no big talk about we're going to tax everybody, to, you know, particularly small businesses that are pass-through companies and people who invest and save. I mean, there was none of that. It was going to be a normal, moderate Democrat. And instead, this guy is hell-bent on transforming America and being the most progressive president since FDR, according to his own people. That's what his goal is.
Yeah, he's got nearly all the media. He's obviously got Hollywood. They'll make sure that Biden looks like the next FDR, even though he barely speaks, if the economy keeps roaring into 2022, which, by all accounts, Karl, when you pull a car to the side of the road and you start it up and moving forward, it looks much better than when it's paused on the side of the road. And now the economy's going to move, and I'm worried that people are going to get the wrong perception that it's moving in the right direction because of him. It's moving in the right direction because it's moving.
Yeah. Well, look, what's interesting to me is that his approval rating on the economy is at or below his overall approval rating. His approval rating is 53% of the Real Clear Politics average. That is the second lowest since we began modern polling. The only lower one was Donald Trump after the rather extraordinary election of 2016. So he not prepared the American people for all this stuff. And as a result, he's being held up by people feeling better about the COVID, and everybody is getting the chance to go get their vaccination. But when it comes to things like immigration and the economy, his numbers are much lower. And people are starting to get very nervous about where this is all going. I was taken with one question in a poll in which they said, would you like him to get his spending proposal, infrastructure proposal, as is, or would you like him to make concessions and compromises with Republicans, even if that reduced the overall amount of spending a lot? 60% of the American people wanted the latter. So he could only carry 40% of the country saying, yeah, he's got that great proposal. We ought to go for it. That's exactly the way it is. People want him to compromise, and he ain't compromising. He has no – he plays kabuki at it, but the only compromise is you got to compromise your principles and vote for everything that I want.
I know. So far, a couple of things got to happen. Only 200 people are in the chambers. You could get it 1,600 plus guests. And John Roberts will represent the judicial branch. That is it. You're going to have some significant misses. Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, Marco Rubio. Among the Republicans who won't be there, McConnell and McCarthy will. They're among leadership. Scalise won't. Senators attending. Just some of the other names. There's going to be about 100 or so there. It's going to be a bizarre look. It's not going to be a well-delivered speech. He's not capable. It's probably going to be under an hour. That's true. When it comes to Tim Scott, notoriously, it's almost impossible to make an impact in that spot. In terms of content, what do you hope Senator Tim Scott talks about?
Well, I hope, one, that he makes it clear that Republicans have offered alternatives to the president's proposals and have been soundly and unceremoniously rejected thus far. But we're not going to stop. We're going to keep offering alternatives to these proposals that he's coming out with because there's a better way for America. Second of all, he needs to articulate that the Republicans have an optimistic and positive agenda for the future of the country and that they're going to be talking about it during the next year. At the same time that he's delivering, you know, sort of responsible, thoughtful, you know, restrained attacks on the president. You don't want him to just sort of take the kitchen sink like you and I do on the radio, but you want him to go through and make a methodical case why what President Trump, President Biden is proposing is not right and why he's leaving undone big things in our country like securing our borders. But can I touch back for just a second on one thing you mentioned? The crowd is not – there's not going to be a crowd in there.
Yep.
You know, aren't we all getting vaccinated? Don't the docs for the House and Senate know exactly who's been vaccinated, yep, among the members and who hasn't?
Yep.
Well, you know, we – in Texas, our legislators in the Texas State Senate take a test each day before they walk in to the Senate. If they haven't been vaccinated, they take a test. So why is it that we have suddenly a group of anti-science people in charge of the Senate and the House in the form of Schumer and Pelosi? What is this all about? I thought we were supposed to believe in science. Why don't they believe in science?
13 states have no mask mandate. You now have Massachusetts just going to let it dissipate. It's going to go. They're going to say you can gather with 100, fewer than 1,000 to gather outside without masks. That's in Kentucky. In Massachusetts, Governor Baker is just going to let the mask mandate dissipate. In Texas, you guys sold out Arlington Stadium where the Rangers play, and there's been no surge of cases. For the UFC, it's a little early, but they've sold out 14,000 in Jacksonville. There's been no surge. Spring break, no surge. See, Carl, I was just talking about this in the A block. Normally when you come out of a recession, you got leaders saying, look, we turned the corner, indicators show we have people are shopping again and they're optimistic again, even if all the indicators aren't there. Why are they cheering for the pandemic to be extended instead of pushing us to put it behind us? What is behind this?
Well, there are two ways. One is they really are scared and they're afraid of having anything bad go on their watch. Or the other thing is, and this is probably way over the top, too conspiratorial. Maybe they want the economic bump to happen later rather than sooner, so it's closer to the 2022 election. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. And you know, we had one of the administration officials wringing her hands, you know, about, you know, a rising number of deaths. Well, you know, look, we're learning to be responsible. The last year, give the American people credit. You know, we covied up. We took steps to keep our families healthy. A lot of governors and a lot of mayors made it a high priority to make certain that we protected the elderly who are clearly at risk from this, and made certain that when it came time for vaccinations, we did a lot of exceptional things in order to make certain that seniors got vaccinated. But for God's sake, let the science guide you. And the science, going back to what we talked about just a few moments ago, who is the nut who says to Nancy Pelosi, we can't have vaccinated members of the House and Senate on the floor of the chamber, and we can't have members who haven't been vaccinated get tested the day of or shortly before they come into the chamber? I mean, who is telling her that you can't do that?
Nobody. I think she's doing it on her own. I don't think Nancy Pelosi tells anyone, but it's bad information. Carl, I want to bring you to something that's happening. I know the Republicans had a bit of a summit of their own trying to find a way forward. They feel good about a lot of what's going on because they feel it gives them an opportunity. And I got to ask you about Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney evidently clashing, because Liz Cheney is indefatigable with her dissatisfaction with Trump, and Kevin McCarthy wants to keep the party together. Who's right?
Well, both of them want to keep the party together. It's just that they've got different views on how to achieve that. But they do agree on something that's really important and underreported. The Republican House leadership has now set up 7 task forces. It was led by some of the senior members and by some of the new members. Each task force is devoted to an idea, and their job is to help flesh out the Republican agenda and the messaging on that agenda. McHenry of North Carolina, jobs and the economy. We got a tremendous young member from Louisiana who's talking about energy and climate and conservation. We got Mike McCall, who represents part of the county in which I live, Travis County, who's going to be the lead on China. A guy from New York, Katko, who represents a district that Joe Biden won and that Hillary Clinton won, and yet he's Republican congressman. But his is domestic security, Jim Jordan, Americans' freedom. We got McMorris Rogers of Washington State on technology. This is important because Republicans cannot rely simply on attacking Biden. That's important. Attack, to say what we have to say about each of these proposals that he's coming out with. But we also have to have an agenda that we can take to the American people that says we're going to strive to do things that are smarter, better, common sense, and get to the place that you want to get to. And that's going to be really important to persuade those swing voters in 2020. This is going to be a check and a balance election. We need to talk about the checking. We need to check the excesses of the Democrats, but we need to provide balance with a positive and optimistic agenda that says to swing voters, hey, it's worth voting for the Republicans.
How important is it for McCarthy and Cheney to get along?
Well, it's important. And look, my sense is they get along. They got a different view on this, and they're going to get asked questions by the press, and they've got to, they both of them have got to find a way to downplay this and not let them, because the press wants to write that the Republican Party is at war with each other. And look, they do have different views, but they are united in their view that we must A, stop the Biden agenda, and B, win back the control of the House by laying out a positive agenda. You would not have, I've talked to both of them. Both of them believe that we will win in 2022 if we make this a campaign not simply about what the failings of the Biden administration and all the spending, all the expansion of government, all the new bureaucracy and D.C. statehood and forced unionization and nationalization of our elections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but by also laying out an agenda. And I think that is a really important thing for our leaders to be committed to. And they did so in Orlando by saying, okay, here's the next step. These 7 people are going to lead the task forces. They're going to have cobbled together members representing the diversity of our party, and we're going to be talking about ideas.
Understood. $310 million for Guatemala and other nations in that area for humanitarian aid so they stop coming here without any strings attached saying they have to secure their own border or strings attached saying where it's got to go. Have you ever heard of a more naive pledge in your life?
This is naive. Now, let me be clear. I do believe it is important for us to support financially these countries in the so-called triangle in order to reduce the pressure on our border. But realize this, you're absolutely right. It has to be tied to specific actions, specific oversight, specific projects that are measurable and able to be monitored. And second of all, we need to do this with the understanding that it is not going to cause an immediate result. Look, I was part of an administration that worked hard to end catch and release, and it took us 3 years to do so. And there was aid to Guatemala and Nicaragua and El Salvador. But it didn't have an overnight effect. And you need to stop. The principal vehicle that will stop the attack on our border is to say, if you come here, you will be sent back. We will have physical barriers, simple, including a wall that will stop you from coming here. But if you get around those or get over them or get under them, we're going to take you and return you to your country. So it's going to be wasted effort on your part. That's not the message we're sending today.
Carl, I got you fired up today. I think that I'm worried that you're not going to be able to perform if you're booked for any other show.
You know what? On the day that I come on your show, I only go on your radio program because I want to be at my best.
All right, good. I don't care what happens to the rest of the network. Carl, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, when we come back, we find out if indeed I need to know more.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
No way, man. You're not getting by me. You sure about that? Nice basket. Man, I am slowing down as I get older, but you're unstoppable. What's your secret?
I gotta tell you, taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster you see on TV, right?
Yes, this is a legit product. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, and you should check it out. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too.
I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Just send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermal, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
So busy,
he'll make your head spin.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm just wondering if there's indeed more to know.
More to know.
Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
All right, here we go. Floyd Mayweather against somebody I don't know, but I know of. I watched him fight once. Logan Paul, set for June 6th in Miami. This guy got in a brawl on the sideline with another UFC guy because I guess he talks a lot of smack. It's going to be June Smith at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Mayweather's got a habit of not entertaining, but we're getting a lot of money and never losing. He's not going to lose to this guy, is he?
No, and you know what? He may be boring or not entertaining, but he is one of the, if not the smartest fighter, because he just knows how to win. He can just play with you and just take you out when he needs to.
If they ever gave points for aggression, he would be a better fighter and more entertaining, even more famous, I think. February 20th, he shot an exhibition. Remember, he had some success against a mixed martial arts fighter. So we'll see what happens next.
I'll tell you what, though. To make the amount of money he makes for not entertaining people is also a major accomplishment.
Yep, gossip can actually be good for you. That according to Dartmouth. Glad they're working on good, important stuff at Dartmouth. Despite the negative reputation, a new study finds gossip can actually be a good thing for people to spread it. The study shows that authors say that gossip isn't just about passing on rumors and saying bad things. In fact, their report reveals it also serves to create social connections. It even helps people learn new things about the world they haven't experienced yet while talking behind somebody's back.
Can I share some gossip with you?
Absolutely. I want to feel better about myself.
Eric, I hear gossip that Eric likes to sleep with teddy bears and wear underoos.
I feel better about myself already. Gossip is a complex form of communication, they say, that is often misunderstood. It can be a means of social and substantive connection. I'm not buying it. How is this done? The previous study finds that 14% of people's daily conversations classify as gossip. I think it's more.
Yeah, they say as long as it would, most of it, they say, is being, quote, neutral in tone.
USA Today under fire for allowing Stacey Abrams to retroactively edit an op-ed. Can you believe this? Because it looked like she was calling for the boycott that happened and that caused $600 million to be lost from mostly black-owned businesses, she's now changing the way the USA Today editorial reads. Unbelievable. They watered it down, so it doesn't sound like she was that much in support of the boycotts that slammed Georgia. Do you believe that? The governor tweeted this out. The left spends weeks spreading lies, promoting boycotts, and their pals in the national media cover their tracks. Stacey Abrams can't have it both ways. Hardworking Georgian deserves the truth, and they got screwed by her mistruths about the Georgia voting laws. I'm Brian Kilmeade. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, order any of my books. I cite them, and I send them.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and this year you need to make it extra special. Because mom deserves more than just breakfast in bed. So how about super cozy pajamas designed for ultimate relaxation, exclusively from Pajamagram.com? The trusted PJ experts who know exactly what moms want. With timeless looks, playful patterns, and luxurious materials, Pajamagram.com is where you'll find the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Super soft PJs that'll leave her feeling cozy, comfy, and ready to unwind. Whether she's a dog lover, a coffee connoisseur, or anything in between, Pajamagram has the perfect PJs for your mom. And right now, Pajamagram.com is including free gift packaging with your order, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. Just go to Pajamagram.com and grab the perfect Mother's Day gift with free gift packaging now. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Mother's Day is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.